All week long, area high school football teams have been getting ready for tonight. It's time now for high school football Friday Night Lights here on 96.9 The Pulse.
The number 21, it's usually associated with good
luck. Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all.
Especially when it comes to games such as blackjack and etc. Well, 21 is indeed a good number for the Silver Lake Eagles, but not so much for the St. Mary's Bears. Why? Well, the last time St. Mary's defeated Silver Lake in football, you got to go all the way back to 2004, 20 years ago. And over that span, Silver Lake has defeated St. Mary's 21 games in a row, including a wild 29-28 win last season. They say every streak must come to an end. Will tonight finally be the end of Silver Lake's reign over St. Mary's, or will the Eagles push the win streak to 22 in a row versus the Bears? Hello, sports fans. Wade Gerstner with you from St. Mary's as the number 3 team in Class 2A, the Bears of St. Mary's, host the number 5 team in the state in 2A, the Silver Lake Eagles, in a gigantic district opener. Bears are 3-0, look to be a bona fide contender for a 2A state title, but after an easy 42-0 win on homecoming last Friday versus Jeff West, they know that tonight's test will be a lot stiffer. The Bear defense didn't allow a first down in the game that was called midway through the third quarter due to weather. 5 different players scored in the win for St. Mary's. Silver Lake, meanwhile, is now 2-1 on the season. They had to grind out an 18-12 victory at Perry LeCompton. Quarterback Dyson Skula threw for 296 yards, ran for 143, and Dane Johnson had 8 catches for 128 and a score. It's the district opener for both teams, and neither one wants to start 0-1 in district play. Coming up, we'll be joined by both head coaches, Logan Pegram of Silver Lake and C.J. Marple of St. Mary's. This is high school football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724. Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Wade Gerstner back with you on a pregame show getting set for a big 2A district showdown between the St. Mary's Bears and the Silver Lake Eagles. Here to talk about it, the head coach of the Silver Lake Eagles, Logan Pegram, his team off to a 2-1 start, a win over Perry LeCompton last Friday, 18-12. And, Coach, a nice bounce-back win for you after a loss to New Orleans Central in Week 2, but you had to grind one out. How did you feel after that win?
I thought the kids responded well. We didn't have everything go our way last Friday night, but to find a way to win and to make some big plays down the stretch was key. But as a program, we've talked about just getting better and turning the page, and that's kind of how we approach this week.
Now, looking at your 2 wins this year, your defense has really come up big when you've needed it the most, haven't they?
Yeah, defense has played really well. As a head coach and a play caller, I got to put a bit better situations and realize that punting's not the worst thing when you have a defense that can go out there and make some stops. So they've done a really good job. I like the way they approach it, and you know, we're definitely led right now by our defense.
You've played 3 games so far. Where's the areas of improvement that you want to see after seeing the first 3 games, and now you go into the important district opener tonight at St. Mary's?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me as an O-line coach and a former O-lineman is we just got to get better up front. We got skill guys on the outside that we got to be able to facilitate the ball to, which we did a good job last week. But at the end of the day, I got to coach it better, and the kids are going to execute a little bit better. We're going to put them in better positions. So I'm excited to see their maturation from week to week and really take a big jump this week.
A matchup with St. Mary's, and looking back at the history and adding things up, you certainly had their number. Some people would say that it's a jinx for them. Obviously, it's a good thing for you. Last time that they defeated you on the gridiron was 2004. I know, obviously, these kids don't probably care too much about all of that, but at the same time, it is out there that St. Mary's is want to knock you off for the first time in quite some time. But one of the things I was talking with somebody the other day about was, it's one thing to talk about something like that, but the bigger picture here, isn't it? It's a district opener. I mean, you don't want to start 0-1 in district play in what is a very treacherous 2A District 3.
Yeah, I think when you look at St. Mary's and you talk about maybe their lack of success against us down the stretch has nothing to do with this team. When I turn on the film doesn't lie. This is probably one of the best teams I've seen on film this year. They're fast, they're big, they're strong, they play hard. Watching the game back from last year, that they do a lot of the same things, and it's the same numbers and the same kids. So, you know, they're looking to get right. They've done a great job building their program up over there with the state championship in the last couple of years and having success, and I think they're willing to continue that championship model. But, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, the district is the most important thing, because at the end of the day, we want to be able to go get a fight and go playoff run. And, you know, this game is going to put someone in the driver's seat of our district.
Well, it should be a great game, Coach. Thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Logan Pegram, head coach of Silver Lake Eagles. It's Silver Lake and St. Mary's, our game of the week tonight on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Life's better when you're under our roof, because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Getting set for a huge 2A district opener tonight in St. Mary's as the Bears host the Silver Lake Eagles. And here to talk about it on our pregame show is head coach of the 3-0 St. Mary's Bears, ranked third in Class 2A, according to kpreps.com, C.J. Marple. And Coach, first year in the hot seat as a head coach, how's that transition gone for you so far?
It's been something that has gone just about as good as I could have imagined. First week, we picked up a good win over a really good Perry LePompton team, and then we always beat our rival the next week in Rossville, which is always a good thing. And then last week, picked up a good homecoming win against Jeff West, and then getting ready for a tough one tonight.
What are the goals and expectations for your team this year? What did they set before the year began?
I think every team kind of sets the expectation that you want to go win a state championship. Whether you firmly believe that or not is up to your team. Our boys set an expectation that they really wanted to go take a shot at a state championship. They have the athleticism, they have the want to. It just really depends on us. If we do what we need to weekly on practice and get better every week, then I think we can play with anybody and beat anybody. Our district is, I believe, 14-1 right now as it goes into this week. So it's going to be tough, but our boys are ready for it. And I think really ultimately their main goal is to go play and win a state championship.
Yeah, you mentioned 2A District 3, your district opener tonight at home against Silver Lake. The only loss of all five teams is Silver Lake's loss to Nemaha Central, who's a two-time defending 2A state champion. That was back in week two. Speaking of Silver Lake, that's your opponent tonight at home. I know you guys are really psyched and ready to go for this one. You were so close last year, knocking off the Eagles, falling by 1 point, 29-28. I know there's been some joking going around that there's some kind of jinx or curse with Silver Lake, because you've had some great games with them over the years, but they've won, based on my count, 21 in a row against you guys. Last time you knocked them off was 2004. I'm sure everybody around St. Mary's and around the program well aware of that, and you guys want to change that tonight.
Yeah, definitely. That's something, being first year, I just kind of said, you know, I'm going to go attack this. I'm going to let it be known. When I saw that, I just kind of decided, you know what, I'm attacking this week. I'm not going to let this keep going. We're going to try our best to knock off Silver Lake tonight and just take care of business. It's important to know about that stuff, but again, it is a game. Like, it's just one game on our schedule. Like, we've been talking about how tough it is. We think that we have some matchups that we can exploit, and then they have some matchups that are really tough for us that we're going to have to really take care of tonight. So it's going to be a good battle for us, but we definitely are looking forward to it and try to try to end that.
Certainly it'd be a big win for your program, but the bigger picture that I think people maybe lose track of is this is a district opener. This impacts whether or not you make the playoffs or your positioning once you get to the playoffs. And how important is it to get off to a really good start in district play and start 1-0?
Oh, it's massive. Like I said, our district's 14-1 right now going into district, and one of these teams is not going to make the playoffs.
Crazy.
And it's crazy. So it's super important to get a good win to start, and so you don't have to make up any ground. And then it's also important as far as like playoffs and seeding goes, and if you want to play at home, you have to have the best seed. There is no, as far as I can tell, there's no more east-west as far as who hosts and who doesn't host. Like, the higher seed hosts. So the better you play in the regular season, the more home games you get in the playoffs, and we all know that that's a massive deal. So to start off 1-0 tonight would be just a huge thing for our program in so many different ways.
Well, Coach, it should be a great contest tonight. We're looking forward to having it here on 96.9 The Pulse. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
That's C.J. Marple, the head coach of the St. Mary's Bears. We come back, we'll get you set for kickoff. It is St. Mary's hosting Silver Lake. It's our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health, inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And so happy you could tune in with us here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, our game of the week. It should be a dandy. The third-ranked team in the state in 2A, St. Mary's, hosting number 5 team in the state, Silver Lake. St. Mary's 3-0, Silver Lake 2-1. They only lost to Nemaha Central in week 2, and it's a 2A district opener. Silver Lake in the white jerseys with the numerals in maroon, and the maroon burgundy helmets and the gold pants. St. Mary's to receive the opening kickoff. Silver Lake won the toss and deferred. St. Mary's in the home blue, the white numerals, and the white helmets. Hope you enjoyed here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Here is the kickoff by the Eagles. Line drive on a hop picked up at the 11 by Brendan Griffin for the Bears. He brings it back to the 28, angling left, and that's where he'll be buried by the Eagles special teams unit. Joel Miller, Grady Bergman in on the stop. Also there for Silver Lake was Jet Ross. So St. Mary's will start first down and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Quarterback Brady Hurla, a senior. Brendan Griffin and Corleon Holtz are the backs. Cyprian Jackson, Kyler Holtz, Zach Bush are the receivers. Howie Rizak will be a hybrid. Right tackle Braden Hager, left tackle Tyler Birch, left guard Coden Moreland, center Jake Fields, and the right guard Dalton Schleif. All of those are returning starters except for Fields at center. Here is the give to Holtz, trying to bounce it to the outside, trying to get around the corner, a stiff arm, and stays on his feet, and has good yardage, finally knocked out of bounds on the far boundary in front of the Silver Lake bench near the 38-yard line, very close to a first down. He'll be about a yard short. Great effort by Corleon Holtz, who last year ran for nearly 1,000 yards on the season. So St. Mary's started there on 29. The run is a gain of, well, they give him a nice spot to the 39. It looked like he was going to stop for no gain. Got around the corner with a stiff arm. First and 10 for the Bears. Far hash mark at the 39. We'll set up the Silver Lake defense for you in just a moment. Hurley in the gun. Hands it off. This is Griffin running left in. Griffin dives forward to the 45. Upended there by Joel Miller. Griffin with a gain of 5, and it brings up second 5. The Silver Lake defense. It is Braden Strassbaugh, a defensive end, along with Samson Weber. The nose guard is a freshman, Kendrick Vandevelde. Trent Rollenhagen, Miles Fisher, Alan Lees, and Joel Miller are the linebackers. The corners, Grady Bergman, J.P. Whitehead. The safeties, Dane Johnson and Logan Cathcart. Logan Pinkham, head coach in his third year, 16-6 record. C.J. Marple in his first year, taking over for Kyle Schenck, who Let's say Mary's a state title 2 years ago in Class 1A. Here's a give on second and five, a little jet sweep action, and Holtz has nowhere to go. He has buried Miles Fisher along with Strasbaugh and a host of other Eagles. Weber was there as well. It's a loss all the way back to the 39-yard line, so a loss of five for Holtz, who picked up 10 on his first carry, loses five on his second attempt of the night. Brings up a third down and 10 for the Bear offense. St. Mary's last year 7-4, lost to Colgan in the state quarterfinals in 1A. Silver Lake lost in the second round of the playoffs to Sabetha, went 8-2 a year ago. Just underway, third down and 10 for the Bears from the far hash, moving from right to left, two receivers right, two receivers left, and there's all kinds of movement on the far side. This will be a false start on St. Mary's. St. Mary's coming off a 42-0 win over Jeff West. Game was called midway through the third due to weather. Jeff West didn't pick up a first down against the Bear defense, had negative 10 yards of total offense. Lane Smith had a pick six for the first touchdown of the game. They jumped out to a 22-0 lead, never looked back. Three of St. Mary's first four games are at home, three of the next four on the road. Brady Hurlett, 125 passing yards in that win, 42-0. Silver Lake with a hard-fought win over Perry LeCompton last week, 18-12. Dyson Schuler threw for 296, ran for 143. And Dane Johnson had 128 yards receiving and two touchdowns on eight catches. As Silver Lake keys tonight for them, according to Coach Pegram, we need to control the ball, shorten the game. Line of scrimmage is key. Silver Lake young on the lines, two sophomores and a freshman on the offensive line. They got to be better up front, get the ball into the playmakers' hands. St. Mary's will go over their keys here in a moment. Third and 15, I should say. Hurla airs it out near side on a seam pattern, and there is all kinds of contact. Dane Johnson ran into Griffin, who dove and nearly still came up with the ball at the 34 of Silver Lake. Pass interference on Johnson, 15-yard penalty, and that'll bail out the Bears to be first down and 10 as they take a shot right down the near hash mark on the seam pattern to Griffin. Remember, it was a seam pattern right before halftime against Nemaha Central, where the Thunder scored on Silver Lake in week two on a 74-yard pass from Carter Hike to Caleb Strothman. It is not a spot foul. In high school and college, it's a 15-yard penalty. In the pros, it's at the spot. So if you tackle a guy at the one and you threw the ball 50 yards, it'd be, in essence, a 49-yard penalty to the one. Are they going to say third and inches or first and 10? Because pass interference doesn't mean automatic first down at the high school level. So it all depends on where they place that pigskin, resting on the far hash mark at the 49. Just past the 49, the referee in the white hat says that is enough for a first down. Coaching staff, Logan Pegram, the head coach, Britt Dewey, Nick Hamilton, Travis Hamilton, Trevor Hamilton, Jay Flo, the coaching staff for Silver Lake. Troy Billadue, Marco Halloran, Mitch Flanagan, Preston Gillen are the assistants for C.J. Marple. He's been an assistant here the last couple of years as the defensive coordinator, now the head coach with Kyle Shinko in North Carolina. First down at 10, 49, twins right, twins left. Wide receiver screen left side, the Rezac, who's 6'4", 200 pounds. Rezac uses blockers well, and he's able to take the ball past the 40, inside the 39, down to the Silver Lake 38 before being nudged out of bounds. Johnson over here along with Cathcart for Silver Lake, but not before a gain of 13 on the pass play on a wide receiver screen to Rezac. It'll be a 13-yard pickup because the penalty put it at the 49. The first down and 10, they put it at the 38-yard line from the near hash. In motion to the far side is one receiver, and there's all kinds of movement. They ran the wide receiver screen again. Rezac is considered a hybrid, according to Coach Marple. 6'4", 200, get the ball in his hands, good things could happen. He had a lead blocker over there in Birch, but there was some movement. As going on the jet sweep action was Makai Ketter, a junior, 6'1", 175. And so the 5-yard penalty. So we've seen three penalties in the game. Pass interference on Silver Lake. Two false starts on St. Mary's. St. Mary's opened the season with a win over Perry LeCompton, 30-6. Got by Rossville, 24-19. Shut out Jeff West, 42-0. First and 15 at the 43, moving to our left from north to south. Hurla back to throw, pump fake, has plenty of time, airs it out right side, has a man open, and it is caught! And going in for a touchdown for the Bears is Carleon Holtz, a 43-yard pitch and catch, and the Bears are on the board, 6-0, scoring in their first possession of the evening. Well, Hurla had plenty of time to line that one up, and he put it right on the money to Corleone Holtz, who got a step on the DB and made a nice adjustment to catch the football and then ran it in from the 15. So St. Mary's with the explosive play, something Silver Lake is known for. Receiver to the right is Ketter. In the gun is Hurler. Hands it off. This is Holtz running right, and Holtz trying to fight his way into the end zone. Cannot. Runs into a wall of Silver Lake Eagle defenders over there making the tackle for the Eagles. Miller was there. Also Jaden Water and Strasbaugh and Weber. Silver Lake down 6-0. St. Mary scores their first possession back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Kirshner with you at St. Mary's as the sun sets to the west. St. Mary's jumping out on their first possession of the night. They go five plays, 71 yards. It was Brady Hurlett, second touchdown pass of the season, 43-yard strike to Corleone Holtz. Two-point conversion denied by the Silver Lake defense. So the Eagles, who won week one, came from behind to beat Rossville in overtime, 33-26. Lost week two to Nemaw Central, defeated Perry LeCompton last week. They're down early on the road against St. Mary's. On the return is Burgos. He's done a nice job returning the football for Silver Lake this year. Brings it to the 30. He's wrapped up and dropped by Alex Gallegos, a senior, 6'1", 160. The Silver Lake offense here tonight, it is Dyson Schooler, thrown for over 700 yards and six touchdowns this year. Alan Leese is a running back. Receivers Logan Cathcart, Brody Deiter, Trent Rollenhagen, and Dane Johnson, a talented group of receivers. Left tackle, Braden Strasbaugh, all-league, all-state. Kendrick Vanderbilt, he's a freshman at left guard. Caden Clellan, a sophomore at center. Right guard, Trent Harris, a senior. And Miles Fisher, a sophomore at right tackle. Two sophomores and a freshman on that front five on offensive line for Silver Lake against the experienced D-line with four starters back for St. Mary's. And the first call for Silver Lake is a run going left, and not much there for the Eagles. A gain of a yard, maybe two. So that was Alan Leese with the carry, and they give forward progress a pickup of three. So second down and seven is Silver Lake starting at their own 29-yard line, just like St. Mary's did on their first drive of the night. 6-0 Bears, 8:40 to go, first quarter. Three receivers right, one receiver to the left, out of the pistol. Schooler rolls right, now flushed, steps up, fires, has a man open. Dane Johnson catches it. Force up 40, 35, 30, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, and he dances his way into the end zone. A 68-yard strike. Schooler buying time in the pocket, found Johnson, who got behind the defense. Johnson does the rest, and St. Mary's said, well, the keys this week, we got to stop the Silver Lake explosive plays on offense. They did not on the Eagles' first possession of the night. What a way to come back for the Eagles. We're tied at six, two long pass plays, one for each team thus far. So a two-play, 71-yard drive, and we saw Holtz with a nice touchdown catch, and now Johnson for 68 yards. Extra point coming up for the Eagles. Schooler's been solid place kicker. Hit that field goal to force overtime at the end of the game in regulation against Rossville in the season opener. The snap, the hold, the kick is true. Silver Lake 7, St. Mary 6, 8:25 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds. This high school football on the Pulse.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what products you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's not the 4th of July, but it feels like it. Fireworks for both teams On their first drive of the game, St. Mary's, 5 plays, 71 yards, a 43-yard pass from Brady Hurla to Coleon Holtz. And it takes Silver Lake all 52 seconds to respond. A 68-yard touchdown pass from Dayson Schuler to Dane Johnson. Schuler's seventh touchdown pass of the season. And now four to Dane Johnson. High short pooch kick. It is taken to 30 for the Bears. And on the return near sideline, and a decent return, Jaden Water with the tackle. As it was, trying to see the number here for St. Mary's on the return, was Stuart Garland, number 20. It was a solid return here on the near side. So St. Mary's will have good field position. They will start at their own 38-yard line, trailing by 1-7-2-6. So we'll see if both defenses settle down a little bit. Both have been shell-shocked by deep passes. They give Hurley credit on that first one. St. Mary's took plenty of time, good protection of his offensive line. Schuler did a wonderful job of stepping up, and I think the St. Mary's DBs thought that he was going to run, and he was still behind the line of scrimmage and lofted it to Johnson, who got behind the defense, broke a tackle far side, and did the rest. First and 10 for the Bears on the near hash. Moving from right to left. Trips to the right. One receiver left. Holtz in motion. They fake the jet sweep. It's Hurla on a keep. And Hurla is met by Roland Hagen and dropped. Forward progress to the 40. It's a pickup of two for Brady Hurla. Brady this year has completed 50% of his passes, 257 yards. Run for 231 yards. Five touchdown runs. Now two touchdown passes. Last year threw for 1,300 yards. 14 touchdowns. His brother Cole is a sophomore, and he and Cole are cousins to Keller and Jace. Keller and Jace are brothers. Jace on the team, and of course Keller plays quarterback and plays not too far down the road in Topeka for Washburn. They played very well the other day against Pittsburgh State on Family Day. So second down, and they marked it back a yard, so it's second down and 9 for the Bears. In the middle of the field, moving to our left, 2x2 set. Hurla rolls left, dumps it off to Rezac. Rezac catches it in the flat, turns it upfield, and angles out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Phil Miller there to shove him out, but not before a gain of 7 for Rezac. Well, Rezac is a real weapon in this passing game for St. Mary's. He's so big at 6'4", 200 yards. Coach Marple says he's a hybrid. Last year, 12 receptions, 2 touchdown catches. This year, 3 receptions for 50 yards. He had a 1-yard touchdown run in the win over Jeff West last Friday, a homecoming here at St. Mary's. He already has 2 catches tonight. Third down and 2 for the Bears. Cutter goes in motion. Hurla keeps. Hurla has a first down and more. Hits the accelerator. Looks like somebody lost a mouthpiece, and Hurla is able to slither his way to the Silver Lake 44-yard line to gain on the play of 10. So both teams offensively seem to be clicking on all cylinders in the early going, and the defenses will have to adjust. St. Mary's only given up 8 points a game this year, Silver Lake allowing 24 a game. Rezac will go line up as a receiver flank to the right of Hurla, who has a running back to his right hip. 3x1 set on first and 10. Hurla rolls right, nothing there. Now he's flushed, rolls, buying time, and now just throws it away as he ran out of real estate on the far sideline. Good decision by Brady Hurla. The St. Mary's team last year had a rough start, lost their first 3 games, but then won 7 in a row, made it to the quarterfinals in 1A. Now they bump up to 2A, and they're a bona fide contender, as is Silver Lake, and that's why this game is so big. It's a district opener for both teams, and the playoffs this year are a little bit different. They seed by records, so every game is maybe even more important. In the past, it's like, well, we can win district, but we might be able to lose a game. And this district, the 5 teams are a combined 14-1. The only loss in this district was Silver Lake to Nemaw Central, 2-time defending champ in 2A in week 2. Here's a handoff to Corleone Holtz. And Holtz, who averaged almost 10 yards a carry a year ago, picks up 8 here. Brought down by Miles Fisher. Also there was Strasbaugh, but not before Holtz picks up a big chunk of yardage of 8. He has 3 carries for 13 yards in the early going. Now, Rossville dropped the 1A. They did not play tonight because they're going to take on Maranatha Christian Academy. They canceled, so it's an automatic win. It's a district game, so a forfeit win for Rossville, their first win of the year. Started 0-3, but 3 state-ranked teams they had to play to start the year. 3 receivers right, 1 receiver left. 3rd and 3 from the 37, Silver Lake territory. Here's Hurley, keeps it again, tries to get through a sandwich tackle by Vandevelde and Strasbaugh, and does enough to get to the 35, it's a gain of two, and it brings up fourth and one. Four starters back on the offensive line and defensive line for St. Mary's. Coach Pegram said this is a fast, big, talented team with experience. One of the best teams we've seen on film this year. Wouldn't disagree. And line of scrimmage, both coaches said, have to control line of scrimmage. Here's a big play to enforce that. Fourth and one from the 35, direct snap to Hurla. Empty backfield. Hurla just plows forward behind his offensive line in that experience. Jake Fields, senior center, leading the way after he hiked the football, and Hurla picks up a couple to the 33, and that's a conversion on fourth down and one. Beautiful facility at Silver Lake, beautiful facility here at St. Mary's. You got the field turf, the track, you got lots of cheer team members, you got the young Tykes out there, and you got the older cheerleaders. You've got a good crowd on hand for both sides, for Silver Lake and St. Mary's. St. Mary's hasn't beaten Silver Lake since 2004 on the gridiron. 21 wins in a row for Silver Lake. St. Mary's thinks tonight is the night that changes. First and 10 for the 33. 7-6, Silver Lake with the lead. Here's Holtz, who bounces it outside, stays on his feet to the 28. Gain of 5. And it didn't look like he had much real estate, but there's a flag resting at the 33 on the far side. And this one more than likely in the area of holding. Bears with two penalties for, actually, Silver Lake, two penalties for 10 yards. St. Mary's, a penalty for, actually, that's not right. I put those on the wrong side there. Silver Lake had the pass interference. St. Mary's had two false starts, and now they have a hold. Their third penalty tonight for 20 yards. 4:51 to play in this first quarter of action. Silver Lake 7 and St. Mary's 6. Both teams scoring in their first possession of the night. Hurla to Coleon Holtz, 43-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion denied. Dyson Schuler, 68-yard strike to Dane Johnson. Extra point by Schuler, difference in the game right now. First and 20 back at the 43 for St. Mary's in Eagle territory. Three receivers left, one to the right. We have another flag, and this could be another false start on the Bears. St. Mary's, they are ranked third in 2A, undefeated 3-0. They will be at Riley County next week. That'll be a tough one. They'll host Osage City at Council Grove. That's their district games, and then at Sabetha, a non-district game to round out the regular season. St. Mary's, three of the first four games at home, but three of the next four on the road. And for Silver Lake, they're at Baldwin next week, a non-district game, and then host Riley County, at Osage City, host Council Grove. Those are all district games. So Silver Lake has a district game with St. Mary's, then a non-district, then three straight district games. St. Mary's has four straight district games, then a non-district to close out the regular season. Timeout on the field for St. Mary's, faced with a first and 25. Back in 1 minute, this is High School Football on the Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906. Covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After the timeout, first and 25, Hurla throws it deep, has Rezac wide open, and he can't hold it in and drops it at the 20. There wasn't an eagle within 15 yards of Rezac. Hurla lobbed it out there, but Rezac looked over his right shoulder first, then had to twist his body to look over his left shoulder, and by the time he saw the ball, he just couldn't make the adjustment, make the catch. If Hurla throws that on the inside shoulder, that's probably a touchdown. Outside shoulder, Rezac could probably tell you I should have caught it. Either way, Rezac was open by 15 yards, a breakdown in the secondary, but Silver Lake, the Eagles dodge a gigantic bullet, and Hurla and Rezac are saying, man, we left one out there. Second down and 25 from the Silver Lake 48. Far hash. Three receivers left, one receiver to the right. This is Holtz on a draw, running left. Has some room, dives to the 41. Tripped up there by Roland Hagen. But again, on the play of 9. Actually, we'll call that 11. So it'll be third and... Actually, it will be a gain of 9. Be third and about 16. Corleon Holtz last year ran for 991 yards. He was 9 yards away from 1,000. Averaged 9.3 a carry on 10 touchdown runs. Trips to the right. One receiver left. Third and about 17. Hurla rolls right. Has plenty of time. Now here comes Strassball. Hurla looks downfield, surveys, fires a dart, and it is caught by Rezac. Far side. First down. Bears inside the 20. Down to the Eagle 19. A pickup of 22 yards. Well, Rezac is an absolute beast right now. Silver Lake does not have an answer for him. And once again, the protection was solid up front for the Bears with experienced offensive line. And what the Bears are doing is they're rolling Hurla out of the pocket, buying him a little time, and Hurla doing a good job being patient, surveying the field, and delivered it right on the money. Ended up being a 24-yard pass as they mark it to 17. The Bears are in the Silver Lake red zone. Trips to the left, one receiver right, quarterback Reed. Hurla rips it away from Holtz, and Hurla hit the deck. The ball came free, but the official saying he was down, that the ground caused the fumble. So down by contact, Hurla a gain of 4 to the 13. 2:30 and ticking, first quarter. Silver Lake 7, St. Mary's 6. Difference, an extra point off the toe of Dyson Schuler. St. Mary's scored in their first drive. Silver Lake scored and got the extra point. But wide to the near side is Kyler Holtz. Corleon Holtz is in the backfield, the right hip of Hurla. Receiver in motion, Cyprian Jackson. They give it to Jackson. Jackson breaks the tackle, but can't break the other three that are coming right at him. Forward progress to the 13, so no gain on the play for Jackson. Jackson's had a big play this year, 64-yard touchdown reception against Perry LeCompton. He's averaging 28 yards of reception, just 3 receptions, but for 83 yards. So he is a threat to take it to the house. So St. Mary's has lots of weapons, as do the Eagles. Minute 33 to go, first quarter, 7-6 Silver Lake. Third down and 7 for the Bears. More than likely 4 down territory at the 14 of the Eagles to our left. Twins right, 2 receivers to the left. In motion is Griffin. Keeping it is Hurla. Hurla is met and stood up. Outstanding defensive play by the linebacker Roland Hagen. Also there was Cathcart. Forward progress, the mark at the 12, a gain of just a couple for Hurla. And certainly St. Mary's ran that play. You may be thinking, why are you running it on 3rd and 7? Because they're probably thinking, we're going for a 4th down, 2 plays to get to 7 yards. So 4th and 5 for the Bear offense. Ball placed middle of the field to my left. Beautiful night for football. Week 4 of the high school football season. 2A District 3 opener for both teams. Huge game here tonight. Pair of receivers left. Pair of receivers to the right. In the slot is Jackson. Hurling the gun. Back pedals. Short drop. Has time. On and out. Looking for the end zone. Leaping up and hauling it in. But they say he didn't hold on to it and possess it all the way to the ground. Is Griffin. Incomplete pass. And it's a turnover on downs. Well, initially it looked like Griffin was able to launch himself into the air and haul that one in, but not able to. Great effort by Brendan Griffin. 5'11", 170-pound senior. Hurla put it right there, but there's good coverage in the secondary. That was a good play all the way around by the defender, the receiver, quarterback, and now Silver Lake will take over. So that was a 14-play drive that ends with no points. Silver Lake will take over at their own 12. Here comes a blitz, and nobody picks it up. The Bears come flying through. Lees had no chance, and it was Coden Moylan shooting through from a defensive tackle position as nobody picked him up. They brought extra men, and that freed up Moylan. Hager and Schleif going out defensively. Second down and 14, a loss of 4 for Allen Lees, and Lees is sitting there saying, I need more room to run than that. 6 seconds go for the end of the first quarter. Second down and 13. They place it now at the 9. School in the gun. Four receiver set. Has some time. Fires. Passes. Tipped up in the air and incomplete. Oh, that was dangerous. Could have been picked off. Fortunately for Schuyler, deflected, and it hit the field turf here at St. Mary's. That's the end of a very entertaining first quarter of action. 2A District 3 opener. It is Silver Lake 7, St. Mary's 6. Back in 1 minute. This is High School Football on the Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-43
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs. Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm glad you can tune in for a game of the week tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. You can also listen via the free MSC Radio app. Go into your Apple Store, Play Store, Google Play Store, Android device, whatever it may be. You can download it for free. You can listen to any of our six radio stations whenever you would like. Also available online, kozafm.com. Got a good one here tonight. Two straight ranked teams in 2A. Silver Lake faced with a 3rd and 13 to start the second quarter from their own 9. Moving from right to left, from north to south, as the field sits here at St. Mary's. Bears in the blue jerseys showing blitz. Schuyler checks out of the play. Trio receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. They usually like to go to Dane Johnson, 6'4", big target. Has a 68-yard touchdown catch already tonight. Here's Schuyler, goes deep. The receiver stopped his route for a moment. The pass is incomplete. Good coverage as they try to go to Dider. Dider thought maybe that it was going to, there was a little bit of a pump fake by Schuyler. I think that fooled Dider, his receiver. Excellent coverage downfield on the sideline by Lane Smith, who had a pick six last week in the win over Jeff West. So Silver Lake, after stopping St. Mary's on a 14-play drive, stopped them on downs. The Eagles go three and out, and now they have to punt from their own end zone. Schuyler to do the honors. The quarterback, the field goal, an extra point kicker, and also the punter. Good snap, no rush, the return is on. It's a high boot, great hang time, fair catch called for, and then Griffin lets it go, doesn't catch it, and the ball rolls another 15 to 20 yards. What a boot to the 34-yard line. So that will go down as a 57-yard punt, 57-yard punt by Schuyler. And so St. Mary's thought they were going to get great field position. That's one of those, it's a tough spot for the punt returner because it's such a high kick, good hang time, good coverage by Silver Lake. Griffin, I'm sure, is saying, and he motioned for a fair catch, but then he's thinking, okay, if I don't feel comfortable here, I don't want to muff the ball and give it to Silver Lake. I'll get away from it, but then the ball bounced another 15 yards the other way. So St. Mary's will start football at their own 34-yard line from left to right, from south to north. Silver Lake leads 7-6, both teams scoring first drive of the night. Griffin in motion. Fake it to him. The run option near side. This is Hurla. Makes a nice jump cut and then buried at the 36, gain of 2. There is a flag on the play. More than likely a hold. Dane Johnson, Roland Higgins, Joel Miller, Strassball in pursuit of Hurla. It is a hold on the Bears, and the Eagles more than likely will accept that penalty. And that is the fifth penalty already on the Bears tonight, and all five of those penalties are on their offense. So after Silver Lake had a 4th down and 13, punting from their own 9, now the Bears are back at their 24. In motion is Jackson, turns it upfield. Erla motioning for his receiver to go deep. Now dumps it off, and is it intercepted? No, it bounced. One hopped into Johnson's hands for Silver Lake. Coverage against Jackson. Hurley got away with one maybe there, although he did throw it low enough that it hit the turf, but a little bit closer, too close for comfort there. Johnson nearly made an athletic play, and Johnson's made all kinds of diving, leaping catches during his entire career, including this year as a junior. So incomplete pass by Hurla. He is 4 of 8 throwing the pigskin. Three of those passes to Rezac, the other 43-yard touchdown to Corleone Holtz on the opening drive of the night for the Bears. 11-17 to play, first half. Silver Lake 7, St. Mary's 6. Trips to the left side, one receiver right. Hurla gets the snap, rolls left, right-handed quarterback lobs it out, and it is tipped and intercepted! Grady Bergman makes a read on the football on the far sideline, tipped it to himself, as Hurley didn't have much on that pass. Kind of threw a changeup, and Bergman read it and intercepts it. First turnover of the game, the Eagle defense comes up with it, and they'll take over the St. Mary's 28-yard line. For Hurley's second interception of the season, he had 10 last year with 14 touchdown passes. This year, 2 touchdowns and 2 INTs. So 2 plays, and the second one, incomplete pass, then the interception by Grady Bergman. And so Silver Lake will start at the St. Mary's 28. Boy, has field position flipped in a hurry. Eagles moving to our left, leading 7-6. In motion, this is Burgos. Burgos trying to get to the outside, turns it upfield. He's at the 15, the 10, takes a shot right on the sideline. That's coming over his Rezac along with Griffin, but there is a flag behind the play, and this one more than likely coming out. Well, how many times do you see the perimeter toss or run or even a wide receiver screen, and it's a guy trying to get a block on the edge, and he pulls the jersey or even blocks in the back? So Silver Lake, with their first offensive penalty of the night, second overall, had a defensive pass interference on St. Mary's first drive that kept it going. So first and marking it from the spot of the foul, so back at the 33. So first and 15 is what it will be for the Eagle offense. They lead by 1. This Bear defense only get about 25 points this year, and really 18 because Kaysen Horak of Rossville had a punt return for a score. It shouldn't count against the defense. First and 15. In motion is Burgos. Schuler back to throw, being pressured. Rezac giving the pressure. This one passed. It's tipped and up in the air and picked off by Ketter. The ball was deflected. I don't know if it was Rezac got his hands on it or maybe it was Moreland, but either way, Ketter comes away with the pick. So St. Mary's threw an interception off a deflection. It was Bergman tipping it to himself as a corner. This time it was a defensive lineman or linebacker that deflected the ball, and it was an easy pick for Ketter at the 32. Makai Ketter with the pick. And now St. Mary's will take over at their own 32. Limit turnovers, what Coach Pegram said earlier this week. Water in, blitzing off the edge, goes to Griffin. He has nowhere to go. Miles Fisher, sophomore, was back there in the backfield first. All there is Rollehagen. As I mentioned, Water coming off the edge. And all of a sudden, both defenses are flexing their muscles after getting burnt on big pass plays down the field to start the game. A loss for Griffin of 3. So second down and 13. St. Mary's went 5 plays, 71 yards, and scored in the first drive of the night. Silver Lake 2 plays, 71 yards for a touchdown. Nothing since for either team. 2 receivers right, 2 to the left. In motion is Jackson. Hurla fakes it. Jackson wants to throw. Runs out of time. Now he just tries to throw it away, and that's got to be intentional grounding or not. Let's see if they're going to throw a flag or not. He was out of the pocket. He threw it to the near side. There's no receiver in the area. But there is no flag. They're talking over right here. There's no doubt we know what Hurla was doing, but sometimes you can get away with it if you know the rules of the intentional grounding or avoiding it. And there it is. I'm going to say high school intentional grounding is different than the pros. And so they do call the intentional grounding because the ball didn't get past the line of scrimmage. So Earl was out of the pocket. It was no one near the ball, but it also has to get past the line of scrimmage. If I remember correctly, and I don't know this for sure, going off my memory from a play I saw a couple years ago, I don't know at the high school level it matters so much as there's a receiver in the area, but you have to get it back to the line of scrimmage. So intentional grounding, that's a loss back to the 21. So another penalty for the Bears. Hurla back to throw. And zips it over to Jackson. Jackson breaks one tackle, breaks a second, and fights for it. Got hit by Johnson and Rollenhagen up to the 34-yard line. It's gain of 13. Hurla now has thrown for 100 yards tonight. Jackson with his first catch of the evening. But it was third down and 21, and now it's fourth down and 8. So a safe pass play, gain some yards, better field position for the Bears to punt it away. So based on what we saw to start the game, we thought we might have a track meet. Instead, it's turned into a fist fight. Fourth down and 8, Bears will punt it away. Here's the punt by Gallegos, and it is high and very short, like a pitching wedge on the golf course that didn't go as far as you would like. Did go out of bounds, so it wasn't returnable, but only to the 47 of Silver Lake. So it is a net of 19 yards on the punt, and Silver Lake will start at their own 47, moving to our left. They lead 7-6 with 9:15 to go in this first half. As we mentioned earlier, Rossville gets their first win of the season due to forfeit. Maranatha, also would be a district game. They canceled on Rossville last night. Rossville, of course, didn't have time to try to schedule somebody that late notice. That's got to be an AD's worst nightmare, perhaps. Schuler hands it off. This is Lees. Lees running forward. Is dropped there by Zach Bush, number 40 for the Bears. Pick up a 3 for Lees. Now, for Silver Lake this year, they have struggled running the football consistently. They've had a few glimpses of running the ball against Nemaw Central in the first half, week 2. Week 1, only 24 yards rushing against the Bulldogs of Rossville, but still able to rally and win it in overtime. Cathcart is split to the right. Bunch set of three receivers to the left for Schuler in the gun with Lees to his right. Here comes a blitz by the Bears. It's picked up. Schuler dumps it off right flat. Caught by Lees. Lees, lots of running room. Cuts back at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15. And they're going to say, no, he's got to be down. Lees was down. The official initially didn't blow the whistle, but they say he's down at the 12. St. Mary's fans think it was a fumble, but with the naked eye, now we have all kinds of extracurricular activity after the play. This might be going against St. Mary's after the play, but I thought with the naked eye that Lees was thrown down fairly, legitimately, legally on a tackle, hit the ground, then the ball came free. So they burned St. Mary's on the blitz and just dumped at the right flat to Lees, who then just ran through two tacklers coming at him, split the uprights in essence, down to the 10. I think it's up to the 12. They haven't placed the ball yet. Now they're having a conversation. But like I said, I have no dog in the fight. I just want to see a great game here tonight. And that, to me, looked like the running back Lees was down. The back judge hesitated and did not blow the play dead. And then that gives more hope for the opposing team thinking they got a fumble. But now there is no replay here in high school football, as you probably well know, which that could be a good thing if you're tired of replay, or a bad thing because you might get the wrong call. This is a huge call by the officials because if it's a turnover, St. Mary's takes over inside their own 15. If it is not a fumble, then it is first and 10 at the 12, and I think we're going to get a penalty on St. Mary's to go half the distance. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike, on St. Mary's. And so apparently there was no fumble. So it ends up being a 38-yard swing pass from Schuler. So it ends up being a 38-yard pickup to Lees. Then half the distance. And so it is first and goal at the 6 for the Eagles. What a wild first half this has been, but we've only seen 2 touchdowns, at least thus far. 8:24 to play, second quarter. Silver Lake 7, St. Mary's 6. The Bears Haven't beat Silver Lake on the gridiron since 2004. That was back when I had a full set of hair and was young. 21 wins in a row. Some of those games were playoff games. And so they say, the experts say, and it's usually true, every streak must come to an end. St. Mary's wants that streak to end tonight. Silver Lake would like to extend it to 22 in a row. First and goal from the 6 for the Eagles. Schuler in the gun, Lees to his right hip. In motion is Dieter. The give is to Lees. Lees stumbles forward to the 4-yard line. Gain of 3. Tackle applied there by Moylan. Silver Lake hasn't run a lot of offensive plays in this game. In fact, only 9, but they lead 7-6. St. Mary's had a 14-play drive that ended on downs at the Silver Lake 12 back in the first quarter. So second goal from the 4 for Silver Lake, trying to add to a 1-point lead. Bears 3-0 on the season. 1A state champs 2 years ago. They forced fumble at the 1 when it looks like they're going to go down 2 scores, and Inman was going to win a state title, and then the 99-yard drive. Kyle Schenck, the head coach, was the last 4 years. Now he's coaching in North Carolina. T.J. Marple, assistant defensive coordinator last couple years, took over, head coach. Excited about this opportunity tonight. Bears off to a 3-0 start after going 0-3 to start last year, won 7 in a row, then lost in the state quarters to Colgan. And they have high aspirations. It's a team with a lot of experience coming back. Got the quarterback back, the running back back. They've got 4 of their starting offensive linemen returning, 4 of their defensive linemen returning. Official talking things over with C.J. Marple. One of the big problems in this game for St. Mary's, the penalties. They have 7 penalties in this first half for 51 yards. Second goal at the 4. Both teams have thrown an interception. Johnson wide to left. One-on-one coverage. There goes Dieter in motion. The give is a Lees again as they spread out. And Lees is able to plow his way into the end zone. Well, I thought he was stopped initially, but kept churning those legs. It's a 4-yard touchdown run for Alan Lees. He had the game winner in overtime against Rossville in week 1. And Silver Lake able to extend the lead to 13-6. So here is Schuler for the extra point. Right-footed kicker. Snap, the hold. The kick is on the way. And it is good. Silver Lake 14, St. Mary's 6, 7:46 to go first half. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home. With Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake start their own 47 after the short punt. Go 3 plays, 53 yards. The key play, the 38-yarder on the swing pass to Alan Lees from the 50 down to the 12, pick up a 38. Actually, it was a 4-play drive. And so the Eagles lead 14-6 on the road against St. Mary's. Here is the kickoff. High angling to right side. Will it stay in bounds? It does. Picked up at the 1 by Griffin. Now Griffin trying to run for his life and is dropped back at the 9. The special teams play advantage Silver Lake. They had the 57-yard punt by Schuler, get him out of some trouble. And then St. Mary's, a 16-yard punt, I think it was. Or no, 19 it was. And now, really bad luck there for Griffin because the ball just slowed down at about the 1. You got to pick it up. Well, that would have to be an onside kick, and you get it to 1 for Silver Lake. He was hoping it would go either out of bounds, sideways, or into the end zone inside the pylon. Instead, it slowed down to 1, and he decided to pick it up, which I can't blame him, returns it to the 9. So St. Mary's with the ball at their own 9. Momentum on the side of Silver Lake right now. Here is Corleone Holtz. Nothing doing. Gain of just 1 as in on the tackle for Silver Lake. Cathcart and run support. Strasbaugh, Vanderbilt there along with Weber and Fisher. Gain of just 1 for Corleone Holtz. 7:15 and ticking first half, 14-6 in favor of Silver Lake. Two receivers to the right. One of those receivers is Cannon Van Zickel, a junior, number 5. In motion for the near side is Jackson Hurla. Quarterback draw all the way. He's chopped down. What a play by Jaden Water. Ball came free, but once again they say that Hurla was down by contact. No gain on the play as Jaden Water from his linebacker spot came up and as if he had an axe chopping down a tree, took out Hurla low. The third down and 10, the ball resting back at the 9 for St. Mary's. The Bears just want to pick up a first down, at least get better field position. Otherwise, Silver Lake could have a short field. Twins left, twins right. Now Jackson motion, which causes 3 receivers to the right. Hurla fakes the wide receiver screen on a go route. He's looking for Jackson. Jackson goes up, and it's incomplete. Almost intercepted. Step by step. That was a song by New Kids on the Block. It was also a TV sitcom. And if you're older, you know those references. As good coverage for Silver Lake and nearly picked off. J.P. Whitehead, it actually went right through his hands. He was right next to the receiver. Would have been an amazing over-the-shoulder catch. He was just trying to see the receiver. And then the ball came right almost into his midsection. As Hurla just aired it out, it was a wide receiver fake screen, a go route to Jackson. It was well covered. Whitehead did not bite on that fake on the wide receiver screen. So this Silver Lake defense has really turned things up a notch. 4th and 10. Here is the punt by Gallegos. And it is short again and out of play behind the Silver Lake bench. The official moves forward and marks the pigskin. He's still moving forward to the south at the 27. That's a 17-yard punt. And Silver Lake starts at their own 27. And as we talked about, there are 3 phases to football. There's offense, defense, obviously. And many times the X factor in a tight game is special teams. And there is a huge advantage so far for Silver Lake and special teams tonight. First down and 10, 27. They'll flip to Burgos, and Burgos is flipped to the turf by Rezac. They're not calling a horse collar. Just sling him down high. Good play by Rezac, a 6'4", 200 pounds. Hard to block him. He's an impressive athlete. So Burgos, not going to go anywhere. In fact, he loses 4 on that play. Burgos has been a spark at times for this team, especially on short kickoff returns. 2nd down and 14, 14-6 Silver Lake. They have the ball to St. Mary's 31, middle of the field. Going to my left, 2 receivers bunched right, 2 receivers to the left for Schuler. Back to throw, has time, airs it out deep down the middle of the field, and it is caught! Brody Diner with an insane catch! As he lays out, holds it in. Griffin had fantastic coverage. I mean, absolutely perfect coverage, but Schuler put it where only his receiver could catch you. Lays out and holds it in. Diter, 31-yard touchdown connection, and it's 20-6 Silver Lake. Two plays. Goes down as 27-yard drive. The last 4 on the first. It was a 31-yard TD reception for Diter. Extra point for Schuler, and these Bear fans are stunned. Extra point is no good. Schuler pulled it left. 20-6 Eagles back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today.
Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, St. Mary's scored on the first drive of the night, a 43-yard pass from Brady Hurla to Corleone Holtz. Devil Lake took the lead 52 seconds later on a 68-yard pass from Schuler to Dane Johnson. Schuler added the extra point. And since then, it's been all Devil Lake on the scoreboard. 20 unanswered for the Eagles. They lead 20-6. And I think a lot of people had St. Mary's as a favorite coming into this game. Here is the high short kick, angling far side at the 12. Jackson on the return. Jackson waiting for some blocks. They do not materialize, and he is dropped and buried at the 23-yard line. So St. Mary's will take over at their own 23, trailing 20-6. They're certainly not used to this situation. Blew out Jeff West last week. They led the entire game against Rossville, won 24-19, and won in week one with Perry LeCompton. That game was tight for a half. 30-6 was the final. So first and 10 for the Bears, and I think C.J. Marple would probably tell people, stop having these penalties. We wouldn't be faced with a first and long or second and long. Handoff to Holtz, and he has no blocking in front this time as they just stretch it out. And that will be a late sling to the turf by Rollenhagen, a couple yards out of bounds. There's no gain on the play, but they'll tack on the 15 yards. And we talked about the penalty mistakes for St. Mary's. There's one for Silver Lake. This should be a 15-yard penalty. They're going to decide where Holtz went out of bounds, which they're going to say he picked up two to the 25. Then they will mark it 15 yards against Silver Lake. It's the second penalty for the Eagles, but it certainly helps St. Mary's improve their field position. They have the football at their own 40 near hash mark. Three receivers left. One receiver to the right is Jackson. Hurla in the gun. Griffin is protector. Hurla, quarterback draw, right up the middle. Hurla has some running room, and Hurla explodes right up the middle and down to the Silver Lake 44, pickup of 16, and that's the best offensive play for St. Mary's since the 43-yard pass to Corleone Holtz to start the game. The Bear fans finally have something to cheer about. They've been quiet since that first drive. Silver Lake deferred, so Silver Lake will get the ball to start the second half, if you're wondering about that. St. Mary's two timeouts. Hurla rolls left, throws against his body, and it is caught, but for a short gain, no, it was incomplete. Unable to hang on to it was Griffin. Dane Johnson hit him immediately on the far side near the boundary. Hurla is 5 of 12 for 100 yards passing. Schuler is 2 of 5 for 106 yards. 68 to Johnson on TD, 38 to Lees. Rezac has three catches for 44 yards for the Bear offense. Hurla leads the rushing attack with 37 yards on 8 totes. Second 10 at the Eagle 44. Bears in the blue jerseys, white helmets moving left to right. 4:28 to go before intermission. 20-6 Silver Lake. Hand off to Corleone Holtz. Looks for an angle. A little jump cut. Angles back. Able to wiggle his way to the 37-yard line. That was a nice run by Holtz. Pickup of 7. That's about the third time we've seen a carry for Holtz that looks to be strung out, but he's able to turn it upfield and make the best of what isn't an ideal situation initially, because Silver Lake able to get some penetration. Third and 3 at the 37 for the Bears from the far hash mark. Fake it to Holtz. Hurla keeps it, breaks a tackle, slung to the turf by Rollenhagen at the 35. He'll be a yard short of a first down. Brings up a fourth down and half a yard for the Bear offense. They have two timeouts remaining, as I mentioned. Silver Lake all three in their back pocket. Cannon Van Sickle brings in the play from the near sideline. And the play clock winding down to 15, and St. Mary's doesn't have the play figured out they'll call a timeout. It's their second timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerstner back with you at St. Mary's, home of the Bears. Bear offense faced with a 4th-and-1 at the Silver Lake 35. Moylan lined up as a fullback. Hurla has a back to his left hip. It's a direct snap to Hurla. Hurla, oh, did he get there? I do not know. The Eagles form a wall. Joel Miller and Grady Bergman, Whitehead was there. It looked like Hurla was going to get it easily, and all of a sudden, the wall just went up instantaneously. C.J. Marple's not happy with the spot. He thought the forward progress was past the 35, and I'll tell you, I think it was, but I do not know if it was enough to get to the first down. Had to get to the 34.5, and there's no way for me to know. Honestly, C.J. Marple and Logan Pegram had a better view than us up in the press box. They are right there on the line of scrimmage, and it looked like Hurla was going to have a first, and then, boom, three Eagles hit him and stopped him dead in his tracks. And that is a turnover on downs for St. Mary's. So Silver Lake will take over at their own 35-yard line. Here is Dieter on a little end-around, and there's nothing doing for Dieter. In fact, he lost a yard or two on that sweep play. Griffin and Zach Bush over there, along with Moylan for the Bear defense. So Silver Lake starting at their own 35, Dieter with the carry. And he ended up losing a yard to the 34. Bears can only stop the clock once, so Silver Lake right now would be wise to milk the clock. And if they could pick up a chunk of yardage, then they could go into the hurry-up. But Silver Lake's been very good in the two-minute hurry-up offense this year. It brought them to life against Roscoe in week one. They scored right before halftime at Nemaw Central with the quick-paced tempo offense. See what they do here after losing a yard on first. Second down and 11. Trips to the left. One receiver right. Schuler back. Airs it out deep down the middle of the field. Going for Cathcart and incomplete at the Bear 35. Good coverage downfield by the Bears. Van Sickle with the coverage. That man-to-man deep down the middle of the field, and he was with them step by step. Schuler did the right thing in regards to, if you're going to throw that ball, make sure that only your receiver can catch it. If not, don't underthrow it, have it picked. So third down and 11 for the Eagles. That stops the clock. The Eagles took their shot. 3-by-1 set. Lees is the running back. Offset the right hip of Schuler. Caden Quellen, a sophomore, is the center. Fisher, a sophomore at right guard, and a freshman, Vanderbilt, at left guard. And a timeout called. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school football on the Pulse.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2 minutes and 15 seconds of play before halftime. Silver Lake 20, St. Mary's 6. St. Mary's 3-0 on the year, ranked 3rd in 2A according to kpreps.com. Silver Lake 2-1, only lost to the two-time defending 2A state champ Nemaw Central. Silver Lake ranked 5th in 2A. Nemaw Central ranked 4th in 2A. They are at number 4 Chanute 4A tonight. That's a 3.5-hour bus trip. Third and 11 for the Eagles after the timeout. Three receivers left, two receivers right. Now in motion to the near side. Schuler, it's a jailbreak, and he goes down. The Bears devour Schuler back at the 28, and the Bears will call a timeout because that brings up fourth down. It's a loss of six for Schuler. We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds on the Pulse.
At Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkillSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
20-6 over Lake with the lead. 20 unanswered for the Eagles after they're down 6-0. 2:06 to play here in the first half. 4th and 16 for the Eagles. St. Mary's Bird, their third and final timeout to stop the clock. Here is the punt by Schuler. Another outstanding punt, although not as high. This one returnable by Griffin. Stiff arm trying to get wide to the far side. Cannot. Nice tackle applied by Evan Scheid, a senior, number four for Silver Lake. Excellent special teams coverage. And so the Bears will take over at their own 41. Plenty of time for the Bears. Minute 57. No timeouts, but the clock stops to move the chains. So if you can work the middle of the field and pick up a first down, you can also run some routes to the sideline. There's plenty of time. First and 10 at the 41 for the Bears. In the blue jerseys against Silver Lake in the white jerseys. From the far hash, Hurla rolls right, has time, going deep, looking for Griffin, and it is picked off by Johnson at the 31. Johnson just waited on that pass from Hurla. He read it all the way, and it was over-the-top safety help from Johnson. An easy pick as they tried to go to Griffin here on the fly pattern near side of the field, and Johnson stayed home. In fact, he just is almost as if he knew where the ball was going before Hurla even threw it. So interception, and the only really good thing out of that for St. Mary's is that Johnson had to jump and then landed to where he was down at the 31. If he catches that, stays on his feet, that was very returnable. So the INT by Johnson. And now the Eagles take over. Oh, my goodness gracious. Moylan just took the running back, Burgos, and threw him down like a rag doll, and a loss back to the 26, maybe the 25. Before Burgos had no chance on that play. Moylan showing a little frustration there, but in a good way by just throwing him down legally on the tackle. So Hurley's thrown two interceptions. Schuler's thrown an interception. And now, how aggressive are the Eagles going to be? They have a couple of timeouts to work with. Second, 16. Two receivers to the left. Wing back on the left is Rollenhagen. The give is to the running back, which is Ben Renfro, Jr. And he's able to move it to the 28. A gain of three for Renfro. So now third and long, and with St. Mary's no timeouts, the Eagles will take time off this play clock. They could even burn it all the way down to one and call a timeout if they want. 23 on the game clock, 6 on the play clock. And now the Eagles will just line up in victory formation. They'll take a knee. Of course, it's not victory formation technically. It's the end of the first half, but same formation you do when you kneel to win a game. In this case, it's a kneel down to take us into halftime. So fireworks early. Both teams with long touchdown passes. After that, defense is settled in, and then eventually Silver Lake able to take advantage of a couple of short fields, and the Eagles lead the Bears on the road here tonight in St. Mary's. At the halftime break, 20-6 is the score in favor of Silver Lake. Stay tuned for a halftime show coming up after this on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with our studio engineer, MJ, back in the studios there in Hiawatha, Wade Gershon with you. In St. Mary's, a battle of two of the best teams in the state in 2A. Silver Lake, ranked number 5. St. Mary's, ranked number 3. And Silver Lake with the advantage at halftime, 20-6. Started out promising for the Bears as Silver Lake won the toss. They deferred. So St. Mary's got the ball first. Go 5 plays, 71 yards. Brady Hurla, perfect pass to Corleon Holt, who hauled it in nicely for a 43-yard score. Two-point conversion failed. It was 6-0 St. Mary's, 9:17 to go first quarter. It took Silver Lake all of 52 seconds to respond. Their second play on their first drive of the night is a 68-yard connection. Dyson Schuler flushed, moved up in the pocket, threw it to Dane Johnson behind the secondary. Johnson then broke a tackle on the far side and able to high step it in end zone for a touchdown from 68 yards out. Schuler out of the extra point, 7-6 Silver Lake, and that's where we stood at the end of the first. St. Mary's second drive was a 14-play drive, but ended on downs at the Silver Lake 12. Then we started having some turnovers, an interception thrown by Brady Hurla. Grady Bergman tipped it to himself, the corner for Silver Lake, but then a couple plays later, it was Dyson Schuler's pass that was deflected, popped up in the air, picked off by Makai Ketter for St. Mary's. But then neither team was able to do much with those turnovers. But eventually, Silver Lake would get the short field or decent field position after a short punt. Started their own 47, 4 plays, 53 yards. The key play was a 38-yard swing pass to Alan Lees. They got him down to the 12. An unsportsmanlike penalty. Half the distance to the 6. A couple plays later, Lees ran it for 4 yards out. Extra point by Schuler made it 14-6 after 3 and out. By St. Mary's, another short punt. Silver Lake took over with the short field, start their own 27, and they actually had a 31-yard touchdown pass from Schuler to Deiter. That's because the first down play was a loss of 4 on a run. It was a beautiful pass, but maybe even a better catch by Deiter laying out. It was really good coverage by the Bears in the secondary. Just a great play all the way around, and sometimes great offense will beat really good defense. Extra point was wide left by Schuler, and that's where we stand at the break, 20-6. In favor of Silver Lake. Stay tuned. The individual and team stats coming up after this timeout. Back in 2 minutes is high school football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs. Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3720.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to St. Mary's. Our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake leading St. Mary's at the break 20-6. The overall statistics in the first half are a little bit misleading based on what we're seeing on the scoreboard. We'll try to explain. St. Mary's running the football in that first half. Brady Hurla had 9 carries for 40 yards. Carleon Holt, 7 carries for 30. Brendan Griffin, 2 for 2. Cyprian Jackson, 1 for no yards. Brady Hurla throwing the pigskin was 5 of 13 for 100 yards through 2 interceptions. Brady Bergman with the one, and then Dane Johnson with the one before halftime. Corleon Holtz, 1 catch for 43 yards. That was a touchdown. Cyprian Jackson, a catch for 13. And Howie Rezac, 3 catches for 44 yards. For Silver Lake, we've talked about how they've struggled to run the ball this year. In the first half, Silver Lake, negative 4 yards rushing, and yet they have a 20-6 lead at halftime. We'll explain how it's possible. Alan Lees, 5 carries for 10 yards, including a 4-yard touchdown. Bryson Burgos, 2 for negative 10. Dyson Schuyler, quarterback sack for a loss of 6. Brody Guider, a carry for negative 1. And Ben Renfro there before halftime, a carry for 3 yards. Schuyler throwing the football just 2 of 6, but 2 big plays. 68-yard touchdown pass to Dane Johnson. 38-yard pass to the running back Lees that set up another score. He did throw the one interception, which was picked off by Ketter. So Scooter was 2 of 6 in that first half. Total plays from scrimmage unofficially. St. Mary's 32 offensive snaps. Silver Lake just 17. Silver Lake negative 4 yards rushing. St. Mary's 72. Silver Lake 106 yards passing. St. Mary's 100. Total yardage, St. Mary's 172. Silver Lake 102. So how in the world is Silver Lake up 20-6 when they're outgained by 70 yards? They have negative rushing yards. Well, special teams and penalties and turnovers. The X factors that sometimes you forget about. Let's start penalties. St. Mary's, how many times that first half did they have a penalty on first down and end up having to deal with first and 15 or first and 20? They had 7 penalties for 51 yards. Silver Lake 3 for 40 in that first half. Turnovers, 2 interceptions thrown by St. Mary's, 1 by Silver Lake, and then special teams. Remember, Silver Lake was pinned back at their own 9, and Schuyler kicked a bomb, a 57-yarder. It was about a 40-yarder, and then it wasn't fielded, and it went another 15 yards, and it flipped the field position because then he had a holding penalty on the very next play for St. Mary's. So we went from Silver Lake punting from their own end zone to St. Mary's snapping the ball first and 20 at their own 24. So that's a big part of the game within the game that you might not see in the stats. And then there were 2 short punts. We talked about the long punt by Schuyler. St. Mary's had 2 short punts, one of 19, another of 17, that gave Silver Lake short fields. And so while the statistics offensively show big advantage for St. Mary's, Silver Lake's plus one in the turnover category. St. Mary's four more penalties and some untimely ones. And then the special teams. And not only that, there was a kickoff that was booted that Brendan Griffin had to pick up at the one. And I don't blame him for picking up trying to return it, because if he doesn't touch it, it could be recovered by Silver Lake at the one. Usually that ball goes sideways, out of bounds, for a penalty, or it goes in the end zone for a touchback, and he had to make a quick decision, picked it up, and he was dropped at the nine. So special teams has been a huge advantage for Silver Lake in this game. And so when you hear the statistics and you say, well, St. Mary's has more yardage, St. Mary's has held Silver Lake to negative 4 yards of rushing, they've run twice as many plays as Silver Lake, you would say it should be St. Mary's leading 20-6. But instead, it's penalties, turnovers, and special teams more than anything that has really been in favor of Silver Lake to offset the advantages that the Bears have in the statistical categories that I just referred to. So 20-6 our score here at the break. There are some other games going on, of course, in the area. Holton is leading Perry LeCompton 20-6 at halftime. Hanover leading Frankfurt 22-14 at halftime. Hanover 3-0. Frankfurt ranked number 2 and 8 man behind Axtell. So that's the lead 7-0 in Royal Valley at halftime. Jackson Heights over McLeod 35-0. At halftime, Jeff West and Hiawatha knotted up 0-0. So looking at some of the games around the area tonight, Blue Valley Randolph is at Axtell. Axtell long winning streak and trying to win another state title in 8 man Division 2. That's a district game. Frankfurt Hammer, as I told you about, that's on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. Hanover up 22-14. Rossville in 1-8 District 2 was going to start district play tonight at home against Maranatha. Both teams 0-3, but Rossville had to play Silver Lake, St. Mary's, and Emaul Central, three of the best teams in the state in 2A, and Rossville now 1A, and they get their first win of the year without going to the field. Game was canceled as Maranatha canceled on Rossville last night or yesterday, and so not enough time to line up an opponent, of course. But here's the thing. That's a forfeit. It's a win for Rossville. It's a district game, and from what I understand, based on the rules, Maranatha now forfeits the rest of their district games. They could still play the games. They could technically win on the scoreboard, but it's a forfeit by forfeiting any district game. The remaining games are forfeited as well based on Acacia rule. I believe that still is intact. So a weird situation there. And what will those other teams in that district do if Maranatha plays or doesn't play? We shall see. 1A District 3, Valley Falls, Onega tonight. McLeod to Jackson Heights. We mentioned Jackson Heights all over them right now. Jeff County north of Pleasant Ridge. 1A District 4, Donovan West is at Centralia tonight. Troy is at Horton Riverside at Mar Hill Mount Academy. That's on KARE 93.7, our sister station. Bradley County at Council Grove. That's the other 2A District 3 matchup tonight. Silver Lake here at St. Mary's. And Council Grove, Bradley County, both 3-0. Osage City is a non-district game tonight. They're 3-0. So the five teams in this 2A District 3, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Council Grove, Osage City, Riley County, are a combined 14-1, and the only loss is Silver Lake to the two-time defending state champ in 2A, Nemaw Central. 2A District 4, Royal Valley at Sabetha, ACCHS at Oskaloosa. 3A District 4, Jeff West at Hiawatha, Perry at Holton, Holton up 20-6 at half, as we mentioned. How about this game? Non-district, Nemaw Central 2-1, ranked 4th in 2A at 3-0 Chanute tonight. Chanute is ranked 4th in 4A. So number 4 teams in 2A and 4A battling it out in Chanute. It's about a 3-hour, 15-minute drive from Seneca to Chanute, but by bus takes longer. So Nemaw Central and Thunder are going to get back late tonight. Actually get back technically probably tomorrow morning. Topeka games in the area tonight. Lansing at Seaman will have for you next Friday on 96.9, the Pulse game of the week. First chance for us to see the Seaman Vikings. Speaking of the Vikings, they're at KC Turner tonight. Topeka West is at Lansing. Leavenworth at Shawnee Heights. Blue Valley Northwest at Washburn Rural. Topeka High is at Emporia. KC Harmon at Highland Park. And Hayden, a big game tonight on the road at Wamego. Remember, you can listen to the game on 96.9, our game of the week. You also listen during the free MSC radio app. Download it for free on your app stores. And you can listen online, kozafm.com. Halftime, it is Silver Lake 20, St. Mary's 6. We'll be back with the second half after this two-minute break. This is High School Football on the Pulse.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Grisha back with you at St. Mary's. You're on 96.9 The Pulse, along with our studio engineer, MJ. Appreciate MJ helping us out here. Week 4 of the high school football season. We still have about 2 minutes on the clock before we start the second half, but both teams are on the field ready to go. Now, I would say that if this was the start of the game, us as radio people, we don't want them to start early. But second half, I'm all for them starting because we're ready to go. Now, I'm just joking. It doesn't matter whether ready to go or not. It's whether the officials are ready to go. They look to be ready to go. So we'll see if they let this minute 18 run off or if they will go ahead and just quickly reset it since both teams are ready to go. The K-Preps rankings. In 2A, Norton is number 1, Southeast Saline 2, St. Mary's 3, Nemaw Central 4, Silver Lake 5. 1A, Conway Springs, defending champion, is number 1, Madison Lodge number 2, Cedric ranked 3rd, Jackson Heights ranked 4th, Mound Ridge 5th, Class 3A, Andale is ranked number 1, Cheney number 2, Topeka Hayden number 3, Wichita Collegiate 4, Marysville is number 5, they've had a couple of big wins this year over Nemaw Central and Wamego. 4A, Andover Central is number 1, Cape Mount Carmel 2, Lewisburg 3, Chanute 4, Winfield 5. Class 5A, Mill Valley 1, St. Thomas Aquinas 2, Blue Valley 3, Goddard Eisenhower 4, Great Bend 5. And at 6A, Derby's number 1, Gardner Edgerton number 2, Blue Valley Northwest number 3, Manhattan ranked 4th, Wichita Northwest ranked 5th. Number 1 team in 8-man Division 1 is Hoxie, and the number 1 team in 8-man Division 2 has been for quite some time. Last few years, the Axtell Eagles. Volleyball rankings. Silver Lake ladies are ranked 9th in 3A. Beloit, number 1, Nemaw Central, 2, Cheney, 3, Hugoton, 4, Holstead, 5, check that's Hayden, that's 4, Wichita Trinity, 6, Heston, 7, Hoisington, 8, as I said, Silver Lake, 9, and Rossville, ranked 10th, according to the Kansas Volleyball Association latest rankings. They're about ready to go. Silver Lake get the ball to start this second half. The Eagles lead 20-6. St. Mary's needs a quick start to get back into this one. It's a long way to go. Bears the kickoff from left to right from the 40. To do the honors is Gallegos. It is on the way. Low line drive kick. It is caught on the fly by Dider at the 25. Had a touchdown catch earlier in the game, and man, he is met and dropped. Cyprian Jackson with a big-time stick on Dider. And he gets up a little bit slowly, limping, maybe turned the ankle. Dider had that 31-yard touchdown catch in the first half. And I will say that I forgot to put that on the total stats in that first half. I knew there was a play I was missing. Sometimes I get excited and there's a touchdown, I forget to write it down. So that changes the total yardage there in the first half a little bit. It makes it 137 yards of passing for Silver Lake, 133 total, but still St. Mary's a 40-yard advantage. School of 3 of 7 in that first half. With 2 touchdowns. 7th and 8th of the year. Schuller on a quarterback keep. And somehow breaks free. And Schuller is into the secondary. I don't know how he did it. He navigated his way through a small crease out to the 48. It's a gain of 20 for Schuller. Goodness, that was impressive. Schuler is second carry of the night. The first one went for a sack. And so this Silver Lake football team, starting at their own 28 to start the drive, gets picked up a 20 from Schuler, a quarterback read. Twins to the left, in motion Roland Hagen. Schuler in the gun. Lees to his right hip, gets the call and the handoff, and Lees is met and dropped by Braden Hager along with Dalton Slife. A gain of three as it stands, but there's a penalty marker on the play. It is a hold on Silver Lake. This defense for St. Mary's, it is Zach Bush and Braden Hager, Dalton Slife, Coden Moylan up front, Makai Ketter, Tyler Holtz, Tyler Rezac, Brady Hurla, Brendan Griffin, Lane Smith, Zach Summers. Those are the defensive starters. And for Silver Lake, Schuler, the quarterback, Lees, running back, Cathcart, Dieter, Roland Hagen, Johnson, the wideouts, Fisher, the right tackle, Strasbaugh, left tackle, Vandevelde, the left guard, right guard is Harris, and the center is sophomore Caden Clellan. So first and 18 as they mark it from the spot of the flag and move it back. Here is Schuler. Gets hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. Off the hands over the middle of Roland Hagen, who took a shot, and as did Schuler. Man, Moreland dropped the hammer on Schuler as he got drilled in the midsection right when he let that pass go, and then Roland Hagen got hit. So St. Mary's is bringing the lumber here in this third quarter. So incomplete pass, but Schuler lives to fight another day as he took a shot. Second down and 18 for the Eagle offense. Moving to our right in their white jerseys with the maroon helmets and the maroon numerals and the gold pants. St. Mary's defending in the blue. They set up the screen over the middle, and here's Lees. Breaks away from a tackler, stays on his feet, dives all the way to the bare 46-yard line. A gain of 14 on second and 18. Boy, St. Mary's had it diagnosed and dead for rights, but Lees broke the first tackle, broke a second, and picked up 14. Well, that's one they'll look in the film, and the Bears will say, how did we not bring him down for no gain? Because they read the play. Third down and four. How do you slow down a pass rush? A screen. Sometimes a draw. Third down and four at the Bear 46. Twins right. Two receivers left. Schuler grabs a low snap, steps up, looks like he wants to run. He tucks it, trying to get around the corner, and cannot. Rezac is there to track him down and knock him out of bounds on the near boundary at the 44. So a gain of two for Schuler. And so after faced with a first and 18, a second 18, now the Eagles have a fourth and two at the Bear 44. Schuler goes over to head coach Logan Pegram, who calls the plays, to find out what they want to run. Eagles will go for it, leading 20-6. 20 unanswered for Silver Lake after St. Mary's scored on the first drive of the night. 9:35 and ticking third quarter. Two state-ranked teams in 2A. District opener. That is the bigger part of this equation. Receiver left, receiver right. Silver Lake trying to draw him off sides, and now Schuler will back up, and he goes into punt formation. DJ Marple telling his team not to move, and now there is some movement. I think it was Silver Lake that moved, which not the end of the world for the Eagles. If they're not going to go for it, gives the punter a little bit more room, and gives St. Mary's a lot of credit for being disciplined not to come across the line of scrimmage, because Silver Lake never had any intention of snapping the ball there on fourth and two. They call delay a game instead. Silver Lake, their second penalty of the quarter there. Fifth of the night. Silver Lake will be at Baldwin next week. That is a non-district game. St. Mary's a big district game on the road at Riley County. Silver Lake, Rossville, Riley County, St. Mary's, new members of the newly merged Mid-East League with the Big 7 to form the Big East League this year. Good snap. Here is the punt by Schuler. Hand-over-end kick. Here comes Griffin. He catches it at the 12. Avoids the first defender. Now can they set up a wall? They cannot. Griffin does a nice cutback, though, to the 25 and down at the 27. Return about 12. Nice job by Griffin. And so St. Mary's will have the football first and 10 at their own 27 Silver Lake, their first drive of this second half. And they go five plays and punt. The Bear offense, Tyler Burch, left tackle. Left guard is Coden Moreland. Center, Jake Fields. Dalton Schleif, Hager round out the front line. Four returning starters there. Hurla, the senior quarterback. In motion goes Corleon Holtz. He gets the call. And a little jet sweep action. Holtz gains a yard, maybe two. Drops ball there on the tackle for Silver Lake. He has a motor. It won't quit. Roland Hagen also there, along with Jaden Water and Miles Fisher. Gain on the play of two for Holtz, who's been held in check in the run game. It is Strasbaugh, Vandevelde, Weber up front. Roland Hagen, Fisher, Lees, Miller, the linebackers. The safeties, Cathcart, Johnson, the corners, Whitehead, and Bergman for Silver Lake. Two receivers left, two receivers to the right. Hand off to Corleon Holtz. He shakes one tackler, carries the pile forward. Good block ahead by Birch to the 34. Gain of five. And it brings up a manageable third and about three from the 34-yard line at the far hash. 8-11 to play. Third quarter, Silver Lake 20, St. Mary's 6. Zach Bush, tight end for Silver Lake. Kyler Holtz lined up as a tight end at times. Cyprian Jackson as a wideout. And you got Rezac, who's kind of a hybrid. Griffin usually a tailback. Zach Summers is in there as a wide receiver right now. Twins right, two receivers to the near. Moving left to right, they give it. Quarterback read. And Perla gives it to Holtz, and there's nothing there. Maybe half a yard as snuffing it out and going low, disrupt the play with Strasbaugh. Strasbaugh is a heck of a player. Braden Strasbaugh, four tackles for a loss through the first two games of the year, 195-pound senior, All-State offensive lineman, outstanding defensive player as well. And no gain on the play there for Holtz. Oh, yeah, maybe half a yard. We'll give him a yard, I guess. So it's fourth and about two at the 35, just past 35. St. Mary's, they line up as if they're going to go for it. They're down 20-6. They went for it on fourth and short. Late in the first half, did not get it. Early in the gun, hands it off to Holtz, running to the right, hits the hole, and Holtz has a first down. Strong run by Corleon Holtz to the 41. He just angled right and hit the turbo button to blast through the hole, a gain of six. So St. Mary's, it's been give it to Holtz, give it to Holtz, give it to Holtz, give it to Holtz. That's the four plays on this drive so far. First down for the Bears. Holtz coming into this game, averaging 6 yards a carry. Last year averaged 9 per carry. St. Mary starts 9 seniors, 2 juniors. They have 48 on the roster, 11 seniors, 13 juniors, 8 sophomores, 16 freshmen. Silver Lake has 57 on their roster. Two receivers left, two in the backfield with Hurla. Pump fake, Hurla looks back to the near side on the go route to Summers, who adjusts and makes the catch at the Silver Lake 30. Cathcart saying he pushed off, but the official says no. Gain all the way to the 30. A gain of 29 on just kind of a jump ball to Summers, who made the adjustment on the under throw. So first down and 10 for the Bears at the 30. There's a little bit of contact, but it wasn't enough for the official to throw the flag. And I didn't think he would throw it, and he didn't. Eagles are pleading for it, though. Many times you see an underthrown ball, who's the one that reacts the quickest? Usually it's going to be the receiver. Tough to defend as a DB. First and 10 at Silver Lake 30, 20-6, Eagles with the lead. Hand off to Griffin. Griffin has some steam, and he's able to wiggle his way and then twists out of a tackle and has a first down into the secondary to the 18. What a run by Griffin. It looked like he was stopped for about a 6-yard gain. Instead, it turns into a 12-yard pickup, and the Bears have reestablished the run game. They were relying a lot on Hurla there in the first half with the quarterback read and then throwing the ball deep. They've gone back to give it to Holtz and mix it up with Griffin. They took a shot down the field. Two Summers picked up 29. First and 10 at the Silver Lake 18 for the Bears. And Sickles split wide to the right. Rezac wide to the left. Hurla in the gun. In motion is Jackson. Oh, boy, it's a good thing the whistle blew and there's a flag and there was movement because that snap went wide of Hurley. Wasn't quite ready for it. False start on the Bears. How many times have we said tonight, first down, and then the Bears have a penalty? They've been in a lot of first and 15, first and 20, or so it seems. And now they're in a first and 15. Summers comes in, going out is Van Sickle. Still a quarter and a half to play in this game, but you get the feeling that the Bears need to punch this one in. 20-6 Silver Lake. Bears with the ball and driving. First and 15 from the 23 after the procedure penalty. Three receivers right, one to the left. Hurley keeps it, finds a seam, and dives to the 15. Nice effort by Hurley. Gain of 8, second and 7. Water with the tackle. Also, Vanderbilt there to hit him low. The second down and 7. Actually, the second down and 8. They marked it back. It was at the 15, and they move it back a yard to the 16. And this is four down territory, as you probably know by now. Van Sickle wide to the near side. One receiver left is Jackson. Here's the handoff to Corleone Holtz. Corleone with a little stutter step. And then stop, forward progress at the 12. Pushed back there by Strasbaugh, along with a host of Eagles. Joel Miller is there. Fisher and Dane Johnson from a safety spot. Holtz forward progress to the 13. A pickup of 3 brings up 3rd and 5. Clock ticking, closing in on 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Silver Lake has not lost to St. Mary's in football since 2004. 21 wins in a row. Bears thought they would get it done last year, lost by 1, 29-28. Think it's their year this year, they're down 20-6. A long way to go. Third down and 5 at the 13, to our right. In motion goes Griffin. He does not get the call. It's a keep by Hurley, and the Eagles are ready for it. They are able to swallow Hurley and spit him out, push him back. Progress to the 12, so he gains a 1 yard. As Strasbaugh was there, and also for Silver Lake, Vandevelde, and Weber. So 4th and 4 for the Bears at the Eagle 12. So this Bear drive started their own 28, and they've taken a lot of time off this clock. When you're down 14, in essence, they're shortening the game with this drive. You've got to punch it in. 4th and 4 at the 12. To our right. Receiver right, receiver left. Now in motion is Jackson. Fake of the Jackson. Hurley keeps it. 4th and 4. Hurley takes a hit. Holy snackies, did he take a hit? That was Bergman. Grady Bergman, who had an interception earlier tonight. Shot through. Linemen were able to take on the blocking, and that freed up Bergman to come through and drilled Hurley. He picks up 2 to the 10. He needed to get to the 8, turnover on downs. And a deflating drive for the Bears. Very promising drive. That's a 10-play drive for St. Mary's. And it ends on downs at the Silver Lake 10. So the Eagles take over at their own 10-yard line, leading 20-6 to the right side. Little wide receiver screen and a positive pickup as being pushed out of bounds far side is Dieter by Kyler Holtz. The official marks him out at 21. Wow, nice spot. Gain of 11 for Dieter. Dieter had the 31-yard touchdown grab in that first half. Schuler had 3 pass completions first half. 2 were for touchdowns. Schuler 5 of 10 for 162 yards. First and 10 at the 21 for the Eagles. Moving to our left, Silver Lake up 20-6. Schuler, wide receiver screen, near side to Dieter. Dives, try to catch it. Better off he didn't. Hits the turf. Wasn't Schuler's best throw of the night. Kyler Holtz with the coverage. Incomplete pass. Huge thank you to our sponsors, L&L Automotive here in St. Mary. St. Mary's Teamworks. See them for their screen printing leads. Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home. Big supporter of St. Mary's, Washburn Area Athletics, Doltmeyer Home, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, to name just a few. Schuler in the gun on 2nd down and 10. Low snap has it. Here comes the blitz. Schuler tries to evade. Yeah, he throws. He gets hit sideways. And the ball charred 3, but they say his arm was going forward. Good defensive play by the Bears as it was Bush with the pressure. Schuler did a good job just to get rid of it. Took another hit. And it The ball falls harmlessly to the turf. Brings up third and 10. Also, big thanks to Michelle Martin at American Family Insurance here in St. Mary's. Bob Schwartz Financial of Silver Lake. Community Healthcare System of St. Mary's. Silver Lake Bank. Check out the new Folds of Honor Loyalty Debit Card. Denali Home Design, Integrity Insurance, and Roofs by Brian, all sponsors of tonight's game. On the pulse. Low snap again. Schuler has it. Flush comes forward and is met. Rizak was ready for him and stands him up at the 13. It's a loss of 8 and a sack. That is the second sack of the night for St. Mary's. So the Bears, unable to punch it in, failed on a 4th and 4, but their defense, after a first down pick of 11 yards to Deiter, forced Silver Lake into a punt, and then they could have really good field position here. Griffin standing back at his own 47 at the Bear logo at midfield. Here is the punt by Schuler. It is high but short. Griffin be wise to get away from this one. He does, takes an eagle roll, and then down there by Lees at the 45. So the Bears will start at their own 45-yard line. Prime Real Estate, but the Bears need to make something happen, trailing by 14 points. You're tuning in a little bit late. St. Mary's first drive of the night, opening drive of the game. 5 plays, 71 yards, 43-yard touchdown pass. Brady Hurla to Corleon Holtz. Silver Lake 2 plays later, 52 seconds later, 68-yard touchdown pass to Dane Johnson. Schuler extra point. And Silver Lake hasn't allowed anything since. 20 unanswered. They lead 20-6. Trips right, one receiver left. Hurla rolls right. Has some time. Pump fake. Now throws on the sideline. Dangerous pass, and it's incomplete. Well, I thought Whitehead might make a break on that and pick it off. Johnson, Whitehead there, and trying to go to Griffin at the 35 on the near side in front of the Bear bench. And that was a very risky throw by Hurla. Hurla's thrown for 129 yards, a touchdown pass, 2 interceptions. Grady Bergman, Dane Johnson, the recipients. Kai Ketter had an interception for the Bear defense against Schuler in the first half. Second down and 10 for St. Mary's. Ball at the 44 officially to start the drive. Low snap. Wide receiver screen to the far sideline, and diving and making the catch is Cyprian Jackson, but a gain of just 2. Pass a little bit low, but good coverage. Jackson, 2 receptions for 15 yards. 64-yard touchdown reception against Perry LeCompton in week 1. Well, some concerns for St. Mary's coming in. Don't give up the deep ball to Silver Lake. They've had a 31-yard touchdown pass and a 68-yarder. Eliminate the big plays. That has not necessarily happened. And St. Mary's wanted to run the ball. Ran for over 200 yards against Rossville. Tonight they've run for just over 100 yards so far. 3rd and 8, Hurla rolls right. Heaves it deep down the field. Has Rizak open at the Silver Lake 25 to 20 and inside the 15. Hurla with his favorite target tonight, Rizak. They'll mark him down at the 12. A gain on the play of 42 yards, and the Bears are in business. Now, it's interesting. Rizak had 3 catches for 44 yards early in the first quarter, and we haven't heard much from him since. Well, he reappears in the nick of time. 42-yard completion. Rizak got behind the secondary, got by his man. A good pass by Hurla. Here's a handoff to Griffin, running wide to the left. Tried to bounce it outside, and has to cut it inside. And to the 10, a gain of 2 for Griffin. Strasbaugh chased him down the line of scrimmage. Over there was Bergman as well. So a gain of 2 for Griffin. So Rizak has 4 catches for 86 yards. Coming in, he had 3 catches for 50. So that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Silver Lake 20, St. Mary's 6, but the Bears are in the red zone. Back in 1 minute. This is High School Football on the Pulse.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to St. Mary's. The Bears down 20-6 to Silver Lake, but they are threatening. Second down and 8 at the Eagle 10. They can get a first down without scoring a touchdown at the 2. They have it on the near hash mark, moving to our left, going towards the south end zone here at St. Mary's. Field turf, beautiful facility, nice track as well. Big crowd on hand for both teams. Field sits from north to south or south to north. We're moving to our left to the south end zone. Here is Hurla. He keeps it, finds a crease and exploits it, and jets into the end zone from 10 yards out, and the Bears are right back in it within a score at 20-12. Brady Hurla with the touchdown run. That is his sixth of the season. So it's 20-12. That goes down as a five-play, 56-yard drive. And the key play was a 42-yarder to Rezac. Bears go for two. Hurla in the gun. Wing back left. Receiver to the right is Griffin. In motion goes Jackson. Fake it to Jackson. Hurla keeps it. Has a nose for the end zone. Can he get across the goal line? He does. Breida Hurla is able to shove his way into the end zone behind his offensive line, and the Bears are within 6. Silver Lake 20, St. Mary's 14, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's goes on a five-play, 56-yard drive. The key play, the 42-yard pass from Hurla to Rezac. Hurla, a 10-yard run on second down and 8 from the 10. He has a two-point conversion. And 11:56 to go in the fourth quarter. We have ourselves a brand-new game. Silver Lake 20, St. Mary's 14. Well, last year, Silver Lake won by 1 point, 29-28. Right now, it's a six-point game. Here's the kick by Gallegos. Angles the right side. It is short. Coming up to catch it is Deiter. Deiter has some room to the far boundary. And there is a flag that is thrown. And Samson Weber getting into it over here against St. Mary's. Landon DeVader away from the ball. Both were lying on top of each other. Almost like a wrestling match. And the flag is right where they were. Completely away from the play on the near side. The actual return by Deiter was on the far sideline in front of the Silver Lake bench. And the penalty is on Silver Lake. That's a costly penalty because Deiter had a nice return to almost midfield. Instead, they'll mark this off against the Eagles. We talked about St. Mary's. They had 7 penalties in that first half. They have just 1 in the second half. Silver Lake's the one now with the penalty problem. They have 3 in the second half. So the Eagles will take over at their own 35-yard line. First down and 10. Three receivers right, one to the left. The throw is to Johnson, makes the catch against Summers, and then turns upfield, carries a couple defenders on his back to the 48. Gain of 13 to Johnson. Whenever there is a tough situation, Schuler is looking for number 11, and why wouldn't you? Dane Johnson is having a heck of a year, and he's just a junior, 6'3", 175. He has 19 catches, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, now 4 with 1 early in the game. Second reception tonight for 81. Dieter has a couple of catches, leaves the running back 2 for 52. Three receivers to the right, one flank left, in the gun is Schuler. Surveys, dumps it out. Little wheel route to Lees, and this time it's red. First time they ran it, Lees got 38. This time he picks up maybe a yard to the 49. Well done by Summers and Lane Smith on the far side for the Bears in blue. Hey, you can see what Coach Pegram was thinking on that one, is that worked earlier. Let's mark that on my play sheet, and we will come back to that play later. And it didn't go for much, maybe half a yard. We'll call it second 10 from the 48. Eagles 20, Bears 14. Two state-ranked teams and 2A district opener. So important this game. Here's a wide receiver screen. Schuler to Dieter. Dieter breaks one tackle. Fast forward. Hurla there in on the stop. Check that out. Zach Bush, 40, not 10 on the tackle. Dieter's able to pick up 4, maybe 5 on the play. We'll give him 4. And it's a third down and 6. Under 11 minutes to go. Silver Lake leading by 6 with the ball. Resting at the near hash. Moving to our right from south to north. Beautiful night for football. Week 4, but week 1 of the district season in 2A. 2-by-2 formation. Here comes the blitz by St. Mary's. Coming through. Schuler running for his life. Somehow breaks free, dives forward, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. I have no idea how he did it. But Griffin came flying through like he was shot out of a cannon and got his arms around Schuler. Schuler had no chance to look downfield and throw the ball. And St. Mary's is happy with the result. It makes it 4th and 6. Silver Lake has to be kind of pleased with the result, too, because that could have been a 4th and 13. Instead, Schuler somehow was able to navigate his way forward and show his lower body strength. And now it's a 4th and manageable 6 if the Eagles want to go for it. I would think they're going to punt, but I would also think they might try to draw Silver Lake offside. And then they'd have a 4th and 1. So no gain on that play for Schuler, but it's still a good job of escaping. Now he goes into punt formation. Little pooch punt by the quarterback Schuler. And nobody back to return for the Bears. And the Eagles get the fortuitous bounce all the way to the 11. Nicely done. There's special teams that we have talked about over and over tonight. Special teams and also the penalties, which are big in the first half, but 2 fourth down stops by the Silver Lake defense. A 4th and 1 in the first half, then a 4th and 4 on a long drive in the third quarter for the Bears. If the Bears don't come back to win, those 2 fourth down stops will turn out to be very pivotal in the direction of how this game turns out. So the Bears will take over at their own 11. Trailing 20-14. They're 3-0 on the season. Silver Lake 2-1. Hurla. Pump fake. It's a pump and go. Looking for Rezac. Airs it out. Rezac off his fingertips. Boy, Hurla put it right there. Cathcart trying to catch up. And Rezac shakes his head because it was right off his fingertips. Just had to stretch out the arms a little bit further. And that's easy for us in the press box to say. It's always easy to sit in the stands and say, why didn't you catch this, or why didn't you make that throw, or why didn't you make that tackle, why'd you fumble the ball? There was a play early in the game where Rezac was wide open, and Hurla threw it to his opposite shoulder. Rezac couldn't make the adjustment. Would have been a touchdown had they connected. So the Bears have had some chances tonight, just haven't been able to capitalize. Second down and 10 after the incomplete pass by Hurla, trying to go to Rezac on the home run. Trips right, one receiver left. Hurla rolls right, has time all day. Now fires, has a man open, and it's dropped. And now a late flag coming from the official for a shove. And now another flag is coming in. Well, Jackson dropped the ball at the 19. It was right in his hands. He dropped it. So it was an incomplete pass. There was a shove, which I think most officials would have probably let that one go, but they called it pretty tight on the shove. It's kind of a bang-bang play. If you're a St. Mary's fan, you're saying, hey, they should throw the flag, of course. And if you're a Civil Lake fan, you're like, come on, give them a little leeway. But after the first flag, I think Silver Lake, one of their players, may have said something, an uh-oh word or two, and then another flag came in. So this could be a very costly play for Silver Lake on a drop pass by the Bears. Could end up being 30 yards of penalties. Let's see. Personal foul, Silver Lake. Unsportsmanlike conduct, Silver Lake. 30 yards in penalties coming up. So, it started with a drop pass and ends up being a 30-yard game. And we talked about all the problems that St. Mary's was having with their penalties in the first half. That is 30 yards of penalties at the end of a play that was an incomplete pass. First one, you could say, is a little bit questionable, depending on how you look at it, but then you compound the mistake by apparently saying something or doing something. So first and 10 for the Bears now at their own 41, moving right to left. Hurla, short drop, has all day, airs it out deep, going for Jackson and led him too far, about 2 yards ahead of his intended target. Coverage there by Grady Bergman. Well, the Bears aren't bashful in taking some shots, that's for sure. If they see one-on-one coverage, they're going to probably take that shot. So the Bears, this drive started their own 11. They have 2 incomplete passes, but they gained 30 yards due to the penalties on the Silver Lake defense. 9:30 to go, fourth quarter. Trio receivers right, one flank to the left. Hurley gets the snap. Steps right, throws against his body, hits Rezac. Rezac at the sticks. Very close to a first down. I think he's going to be a half a yard short. A gain of 9. Cathcart, the tackle. One of the things that St. Mary's has done a nice job of tonight is they've been able to roll Hurla right or left. And then that's since they've moved the pocket, and that's given Hurla more time to see the field in front of him, and it also buys a little more time for your receivers to get open, puts more pressure on the defensive secondary and some of the coverage linebackers for Silver Lake. And eventually something frees up. I bring out the chains to see if he picked up a first down, and he did. It's a gain of 10 for Rezac, who has 5 catches for 96 yards. Hurla's now thrown for 183. 1 touchdown pass, 1 touchdown run for Hurla, 2 interceptions. Schuller's thrown for 180 for Silver Lake. St. Mary's, so far tonight, they have not shown any propensity to kick an extra point. So if they score the touchdown tie it, more than likely they're going for 2. Silver Lake has Schuller to kick PATs. 9 minutes to go in this one, 20-14, Silver Lake. Bears are driving at midfield. Hurla rolls left, he throws, hits his man Griffin at the 45, immediately stopped there. Dane Johnson along with Miller on the stop. Coming over to help out is Miles Fisher. Gain on the play of 4 to Griffin. That's a very safe play. You roll Hurla out. Griffin with his first catch of the night. St. Mary's won the state title 2 years ago in 1A. A lot of people think both these teams are 2A state championship contenders. St. Mary's moving up 2A this year. 1-3 all-time state title games. Lost in 86, 89, and 06, but then won it in a couple years ago. Here's Corleon Holtz with a burst of speed and hits the hole quickly. Propels himself diving forward to the 37. It's a gain of 8 and a first down for St. Mary's. Actually 83-86 in 06, the St. Mary's lost title games, but then won it 2 years ago in exciting style against Inman. You get Marple head coach in his first year, Logan Pegram in his third year with Silver Lake. Coach Marple taking over for Kyle Schenck, who was the coach of that state title team a year ago. First down and 10 for the Bears at the Silver Lake 37, Silver Lake 20, St. Mary's 14. Earl in the gun, empty backfield now, airs it out, looking for the intended target, and it's incomplete, but we have face guarding on Roland Hagan, and it'll be DPI. Trying to go to Coleon Holtz out of the backfield. They lined up in the backfield, and then he just wheeled out in motion, kept running down the field. They aired it out for him. Roland Hagan, you know, tough spot. I'm telling you, if there's one position on the field I don't know I want to play nowadays in the modern football at any level, is defensive back. Because if a ball is underthrown, the receiver tries to turn and adjust, you're trying to play the receiver, the receiver's going to make the adjustment quicker to turn around, then you run right through the receiver because you can't hit the brakes instantaneously. You need to turn and look for the ball, but if you turn and look for the ball and the ball's not there, and then next thing you know the receiver goes two steps behind you, you get burned. It's tough to play DB at any level of football, and that's a pass interference on Roland Hagan. It's absolutely the right call, no question about it. He didn't turn his head, face guarded, ran into Holtz, but it also was underthrown a little bit. Sometimes the underthrown ball is the best ball to throw nowadays for quarterbacks. So the pass interference on Silver Lake, another 15-yard penalty. That's 45 yards of penalties on this drive for the Eagle defense. First and 10 at the 22 for the Bears. In motion is Holtz. He gets the call and breaks one tackle. And then is twirled to the turf at the 14. Actually going to mark it at about the 12 and very close to a first down. As it sits right now, it's a gain of 10. It is a first down. So first and 10 at the 12 for the Bears. And as we said earlier, even though they're down 26, plenty of time left in the game for the Bears. Four receivers set, empty backfield. Actually, five receivers set, empty backfield. Hurla waits for the snap. In motion is Holtz. They give it to Corleone. He runs left, breaks one tackle, pushes forward. A surge to the five. It might mark him at the six. Gain of six. Stood up there by Dane Johnson at safety along with Strasbaugh. And one thing that C.J. Marple and this St. Mary's coaching staff has done is they've been giving the ball more often to Holtz, and perhaps they told Brady Hurla, and as quarterback reads, maybe hand it off to Corleone a little more often. But usually the quarterback has that discrepancy, or not discrepancy, but he has the freedom to just read it. That's why it's called quarterback read. Hand it off or keep it yourself. There was a penalty, holding penalty on St. Mary's, so the ball was placed back at the 20. So just when you thought St. Mary's was done with the flags, they get a key one there. So once again, as we saw a lot in the first half, not so much in the second half, first and long, first and 18. Once again, five receivers, three right, two to the left. In motion goes Holtz. They fake it to Holtz. Hurla has time in the pocket. He throws over the middle into the end zone and incomplete. Cathcart the coverage, trying to go to the 6'4" Rezac, and we have another flag on the play, and this is a hold on St. Mary's again. So we have had 45 yards of penalties on Silver Lake on this drive, and now we have 20 on St. Mary's. You ever ridden on a roller coaster? The ups and downs of what these two teams had to deal with on this drive for the Eagle defense and now the Bears offense. 6:35 to play. Both teams have all three timeouts remaining. 20-14 Silver Lake. Three receivers to the right. In the slot is Rezac. Look out for him. Jackson wide left. Holtz is a wingback. Hurla looks left, airing it out for Holtz. And it knocked away at the last second by Jaden Water. What a play, as Holtz got a step behind Water, but he turned and made a play on the ball and batted it down. 5'7", 146-pound junior. And he was very alert there, able to have the time to turn around and knock the ball away. Saved a touchdown. Second and 28 for the Bears back at their own 30. Or check that, at the Silver Lake 30. Rezac, Griffin, Summers split wide right. Jackson split left. Holtz, the wing back right. And we have a whistle, a timeout, or a flat. False start on the Bears. We have had 70 penalty yards on this drive. Just on this drive, 70 penalty yards. 45 on Silver Lake, 25 on St. Mary's. I don't know if I've ever seen that. I've been calling high school games for 30 years. I don't think I've seen this many yards of penalties on two teams on one drive. I've seen games with tons of penalties, but wow. Second and 33. Second 33 at the 35 for St. Mary's. Hurla being chased. Here comes a blitz. Hurla gets out of it. And now he is dropped. He lobs it up. It's incomplete. Only linemen were there as Samson Weber came flying out at him. Roland Hagen was the first to put the pressure with the blitz. And there was no receiver in the area. Hurla was out of the pocket. And once again, it goes back to the high school rule of intentional grounding. As I said before, I don't believe you have to have a receiver in the area. You just have to get the ball back to the line of scrimmage, and you have to be out of the pocket, I think. I'm not positive on that, although that ball did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Anyway, it goes down as an incomplete pass. It's a smart play by Hurley if you get away with it. Third and 33 from the 35. Two receivers left, twins to the right. And Holtz left early. Yep, official saw it. Corleon Holtz took off a little bit early. And these crowds got to be getting tired of the flags, but in all honesty, I know the officials catch a lot of heat, but I would say all, maybe there's one that was questionable, but all these other penalties look to be correct. Third and 38 for the Bears at the Silver Lake 40. That's 75 yards of penalties on this drive. 45 on the Eagle defense, 30 on the Bear offense. Now you know what we're probably going to see? Some wild penalty that, again, third and 38 at the 40. If you hurl it, just throw it up for grabs, see what happens. That's what he's doing. Going to Rezac, who can't catch it. That pass was well behind on the other side of Rezac, even if he turns and makes a play on the ball, he's going to be out of bounds. It's Hurler, that one, he just led too far to the left and out of play on the near boundary. Well, now if you're St. Mary's, do you go ahead and punt it? You're fourth and 38 at the Eagle 40. You go ahead and play field position. You have all your timeouts. You're down six. 6:09 to play. Silver Lake 20. St. Mary's 14. Last time the Bears beat the Eagles in football was 2004. They are tired of losing Silver Lake. 21 in a row. The Eagles have won against the Bears. A nice punt. Dane Johnson catches the 8. On the return near side, he is met and dropped. Good coverage by the Bears. Moreland with the tackle for St. Mary's. So the Eagles will take over at their own 18. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eagle. Seven-play drive for St. Mary's. It ends up being a punt as they had 4th and 38 at the 40. 75 yards of penalties on that drive. Here's the give to the running back for Silver Lake, trying to check if that is Renfro or Burgos. Nice run past the 25 out to the 26. And who was that on the carry? Is it Burgos? It's a Renfro. A gain of 8. He's second down and 2. Eagles being methodical here. They lead by 6 with the clock wind down. Second down and 2. And I believe it was Burgos with that carry. Gain of 8. Wing back left side. Hand off is to Burgos again. Running left. Zach Bush is there to meet him, but Burgos gets a surge and a push from behind from his offensive lineman and I think he's a yard or half a yard short of a first down. Gain of a yard, third and one.
3 yards.
Oh, no. They gave him more. What was that? That was a pretty good spot for Silver Lake. I was blocked by the official coming over. But they say that it was a first down. I thought he was short by a half a yard. So, first and 10 for the Eagles from the far hash mark at the 28. 4:35 to go in this ballgame. 20-14, Silver Lake. Low snap! Schuler is buried. Yeah, Schuler just had to make sure he caught the ball because it was a low snap, and Zach Bush came through unimpeded and dropped Schuler for a sack. That is the third sack of the night for the Bear defense. So a loss of 3 for Schuler. Iowa to beats Jeff West tonight, 21-0. St. Mary's, no problem with Jeff West last Friday, 42-0. Game called midway through the third due to weather that night. 4 minutes to go. Eagles leading by 6. Second 13 facing the Silver Lake offense. Trips to the right, one receiver flank left. Here comes a blitz from Rezac. It's picked up. Schuler, one-on-one, top of the boundary, knocked away. Going deep to Dane Johnson against Summers, and Summers makes a nice play and adjustment at the Bear 40, knocks it away. Schuler might have underthrown it slightly, but he was under some duress. But Rezac came on a blitz. The Eagles did a nice job of picking it up, buying Schuler a little extra time to go deep, and that's the right play by Schuler. They bring the house. Just throw it up, see if Johnson can make a play. So third and 13, that does stop the clock. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. What a game tonight. Our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Glad you can tune in. Bears and Eagles. Bear fans getting into it. Third and 13 for the 25. 3 receivers right, 1 receiver left. Low snap again. Schuler wants to set up a screen. He lobs it out near side to Burgos. Nobody home. Burgos was there, but the pass was well off the mark. Schuler under some duress again. Kyler Holtz with the coverage. Incomplete pass. And the Eagles will have to punt. Huge thank you to our sponsors tonight. Roofs by Brian, Integrity Insurance, Denali Home Design, Silver Lake Bank, Community Healthcare System, Bob Schwartz Financial, Michelle Martin, and American Family Insurance here in St. Mary's, Stock Grower State Bank, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Feltmeyer Homes, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, St. Mary's Teamworks, and Illinois Automotive here in St. Mary's. Thank those sponsors for making this broadcast possible. If you see them, tell them thank you. Fourth and 13, punt formation. Schuler, who's punted the ball well tonight. It's a high punt, a little bit short. Takes a hop straight up and down, and it is down there by Burgos at the midfield stripe of the 50. And so the Bears will have the football at their Bear logo on this field turf here at St. Mary's High School. Big thank you, Adam Hurla, Myron Flax, and administration, and all their help here at St. Mary's for our setup here in the press box. Mr. Flax was my English teacher in high school, Waukini. In high school, I was his teacher's aide when his son was born way back, and now I feel really old. His son coaches out at Cimarron. First down and 10 at midfield. Bears have 3 minutes, 34 seconds to work with. Need a touch to tie it, and then they can go for the win. 2 receivers left and 2 to the right. Set up the wide receiver screen to Summers. Summers has some room, gets a good block, and Summers picks up 8 to the 43. Check that. It'll be a gain of 7. Rollenhagen with the tackle. Summers with his second catch for 36 yards. Hurla's thrown it now 26 times for 194 yards. A touchdown, 2 INTs. Hurla's run for a touchdown tonight. Rezac has 5 catches for 96 yards. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Hurla rolls right. He throws on the run, on the money. He hits Griffin. Griffin has a first down at the Silver Lake 45. Check that, 35. It's a gain of 8. Short passes, effective. Roll Hurla right or left. Dump it out into the flat, whether it's to a running back like we saw there with Griffin or wide receiver screen to Summers. Those are relatively safe plays. 2:43 ticking, fourth quarter. Silver Lake clinging to a 6-point advantage, 20-14. St. Mary's trying to keep their undefeated season alive. Three receivers to the left. Hurler rolls that way. Being pressured. Gets a chip block. Has some time. Now throws it away. Good decision by Brady Hurler. Was running out of time. Under pressure. Miles Fisher came through. There was just enough of a chip by the lineman of St. Mary's to slow Fisher down and allowed Hurler to get out of the pocket and throw it away. That was a very smart play by Hurler. Miles Fisher, talented young man, a sophomore, is now a starter on both sides of the ball. Paxton Willett out with a shoulder injury, the Rossville transfer, so Fisher steps in a linebacker. He's also moved into that right tackle spot on the offensive line. Number Silver Lake, two sophomores, a freshman offensive line. Vanderbilt, a freshman in at nose guard, and those young guys have held up against St. Mary's tonight. Second 10 from the 35, far hash mark. Hurler rolls left on the run, fires a dart on the money again to Griffin. Johnson with the coverage. Griffin makes the catch out of bounds and stops the clock at the 26-yard line, maybe the 27. They're going to mark it the 26, so it's a gain of 9, third and 1. So they found something here throwing the ball to Brendan Griffin. Third and 1, 4 down territory for the Bears. Last year, Silver Lake beat the Bears 29-28. Bears led at halftime 12-7. Silver Lake got 19 points in the third quarter, went on to win by 1. Third and 1 from the 26. In motion goes Holtz. They give it to Corleone. He has a first down. And Moore turns it up at the 10, the 5-yard touchdown. Corleone Holtz. Put the metal to the pedal and explodes from 26 yards out. He saw daylight, and he absolutely took advantage of it. And St. Mary's has tied the game at 20 with 2:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Man, that was a burst of speed. And now the Bears will try to take their first lead since 6-0. They will go for two. Jackson, wing back left side. Receiver right is Griffin. Holds the running back. In motion, Jackson. Hurler keeps. Finds a hole. He's stopped, though. I believe it was Samson Weber that somehow grabbed him from behind and somehow pulled him back. Oh, a tremendous strength by Samson Weber. It looked like Hurler was going in to take the lead. We are tied at 20. 2:18 to go, fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs. Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner back with you at St. Mary's. My fifth grade son, he said, Dad, how do you like these games that you do when both teams are ranked? Week one, Silver Lake Rossville, both ranked. First ever game on the polls, went to overtime. Silver Lake won 33-26. Week two, two state ranked teams at 2A. Nemaw Central, Silver Lake. Nemaw Central won 35-7. And tonight, number 5 in 2A Silver Lake, number 3 in 2A St. Mary's. St. Mary's was down 20-6, 14 unanswered here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 20, but Samson Weber saved the day, or it would be St. Mary's up by 2, as it looked like Hurler was going in for a touch. But what a run by Corleone Holtz. He's close to 100 yards rushing tonight. Here's Dieter on the return, takes a big-time pop at the 35, and that's where the Silver Lake Eagles will start. Well, we said at halftime that statistically the Bears had the advantage. They'd run twice as many plays. They had about 50 more yards, but they had penalties. Silver Lake had way better special teams, and St. Mary's had a couple of turnovers. So the thought was what? Clean it up. If St. Mary's can clean that stuff up, they'll be fine. For the most part, they have. Except for that drive where we had Silver Lake with 45 yards of penalties on their defense and St. Mary's had 30 on their offense. So here we go. 2:14 to go, fourth quarter. Silver Lake with the ball at their own 36-yard line. Remember, they could kick a field goal because they have Schuler, and the run with Lees and not much there. Gain of a couple. Rezac in on the tackle. And also there was Moylan. These seven carries, 14 yards, and a touchdown run. So both teams have three timeouts. St. Mary's doesn't kick field goals or extra points. At least it doesn't appear that to be the case. Silver Lake is capable of kicking a field goal with Schuller. And all they need, a field goal. 20-20 time. Minute 35 to go fourth quarter. Schuller rolls out right. Dumps it off. It is caught by Roland Hagen, leading receiver from a year ago. And has enough for a first down, it appears, based on the spot on the near sideline at the 47. Needed 7. Picked up 8 as the first catch for Roland Hagen here tonight. Tyson Schuller, first year as a starter at quarterback. Brady Hurley, returning starter at quarterback for St. Mary's. Tanner Martin had a great year a year ago, graduated. Schuller stepped in, done a nice job. Had a big night last Friday over at Perry LeCompte to turn 96 yards passing, 143 on the ground. Minute 31 to play fourth quarter. We're tied at 20. First down and 10 for the Eagles at their own 47 from the near hash, moving left to right. Schuller in the pistol, has leaves to his left hip. Two receivers bunched left, two to the right. Schuller has time, now runs out of time. Flushed, runs forward, makes something out of nothing. Gains a yard. Rezac and Moylan there to greet him and sandwich him at the 48. Schuller saw that there was no time to make a pass. Don't make a bad decision here. Game is tied. Just tuck it and run up the middle and get the best that you can, which was a yard. And St. Mary's not calling a timeout because they don't want to give Silver Lake too much time. Silver Lake not calling a timeout because they don't want to give St. Mary's much time. So both teams are kind of in a conundrum in regards to calling timeout. 20-20 tie. Second 9 from the 48. Schuller swings it to Lees. One-handed catch at the 50. Lowers the shoulder. Delivers a boot to the defender and takes him for a short ride to the 41. Gain of 11 on the swing pass to Lees. And now that changes things for Silver Lake. 42 seconds and ticking. They don't call a timeout here. First and 10 at the St. Mary's 41. We're tied at 20. Three receivers right, one to the left. Schuller, short drop, goes deep, looking for it all for Johnson, who dives and makes the catch. Dane Johnson with another incredible, insane clutch reception all the way down to the St. Mary's 1 yard line. A 40 yard pass. Johnson, 3 catches for 121 yards. And now a timeout called with 19 seconds. Check that, 18 seconds on the clock. The ball is at the 1. Dane Johnson, the home run threat. Before the game, we were told this week, Logan Pegram, the head coach of Silver Lake, we've got to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers. And Dane Johnson certainly at the top of that list. C.J. Marple, head coach of St. Mary's. First thing he said to me, we've got to stop the big explosive plays. Johnson, a 68-yard touchdown catch on the second play from scrimmage of Silver Lake tonight. Now he just picked up 40. All the way down to the 1. Wow. And he, full extension, dove, and I've seen him do that a few times already this year. And I was thinking, as long as that ball isn't thrown too far ahead of him, he's going to dive and catch it. And he did. So now, the Eagles, obviously they like to punch it in. You don't want to take a chance on a snap, a hold, a missed kick, a bad snap, a bad hold. You want to go ahead and punch it in. But if you can't, you still could kick a field goal. On my count, Silver Lake has 2 timeouts left. First and goal at the 1. 18 seconds to play. Receiver right is Cathcart. Here's Schuller. Hands it off to Jaden Waterer. Waterer back. Pedals his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Silver Lake. And the Eagles may have broken the Bears' hearts yet again. Jaden Waterer with a 1-yard touchdown run with 15 seconds to play. And the Eagles lead 26-20. This draft starts around 36 with 2:18 to play. And they score with 15 seconds. And the 40-yard pass to Johnson was the big one. So now the Eagles will either go for two or kick the extra point. We'll see what they do. They're going to go ahead and go for two. 26-20, 15 seconds to play. Schuler in the gun, two receivers right. Here comes a blitz off the edge. Schuler rolls back. Now he just heaves it into the end zone, and it is incomplete. Trying to go to, I think that's Dieter over there. Incomplete. 15 seconds to go. 26-20 in favor of Silver Lake. We'll keep it right here. This drive started with 2:18 on the clock at their own 36-yard line. And the Eagles able to come up with the goods when they needed them. Eight-play drive going 64 yards unofficially. And the Bears, last year they thought it was their time to end that losing streak. They definitely thought tonight was the night. Started out well, 43-yard touchdown pass, opening drive led 6-0. Then Silver Lake, 20 unanswered. Things looked dire for St. Mary's, but to the Bears' credit, they bounced back 14 points in the fourth quarter to tie it. But the Eagles, enough time on the clock to work with just over 2 minutes. And Silver Lake has been very good in their two-minute offense this year, although they really were being methodical. And a key play on that drive as well was the 11-yard pass to Lees that got a first down. Because if they don't get first there, they probably aren't in a hurry to go anywhere. Would have been third down. That was a huge play. Now the Bears need a bit of a miracle here. They're down by 6, 15 seconds. If they can get a really good return, who knows? Here's a squib kick, and it is grabbed in midair, and then taking a knee is Van Sickle. And so the Bears have 14 seconds to work with. They will start at their own 42. Somebody said this week to me, will the curse be broken? Because people that have been around St. Mary's football all these years, younger people might not be aware of it, but those who have been around for a long time know it's been a long, long time since Silver Lake's lost to St. Mary's in football. You go all the way back to 2004. And you count the playoff losses at 21 losses in a row, this would be 22. 14 seconds to go from their own 42, St. Mary's down 6. They needed a miracle, they need a prayer answer. Throw over the middle, it is picked off! Coming up and grabbing it and stealing the deal is Brody Dieter at the 42 in Eagle territory, and the Bears will fall to Silver Lake 26-20. Well, Hurla had to take a shot, and the Eagles know that. And Dieter read it all the way. As the receiver was going one way, Dieter's coming towards the ball. And the Bears, a disappointing loss here at home. And Silver Lake, they have to be thrilled coming on the road and winning here tonight. 26-20 will be your final. Eagles now go into the sweetest formation that a coach loves, and that's called victory formation. Schuler takes a snap, takes a knee, and Eagle fans enjoy the victory over the Bears. That is the 22nd in a row. And there have been some years where the Bears have been right there to win close games. And there have certainly been some times where the Bears felt like they maybe were the better team or the more talented team. But you have to go out and get it done on the field. And tonight, you know, both teams made quite a few mistakes. I mean, we're talking about all the penalties. You know, there was penalties for St. Mary's first half, but Silver Lake had a ton of penalties there in the second half of their own. 45 on one drive. So that was a weird drive tonight. But really, you can overcomplicate this as much as you want. You can overanalyze it as much as you want. But at the end of the day, the Eagles were able to hit the big play with, I think, their best playmaker, and that is Dane Johnson. 40-yard pass, he dives and hauls it in. The great players are the best players on your team. You expect him to make the plays when you need to make them. And Dane Johnson's been doing that all year long. And he did it again here tonight. That got it to the one. Jaden Water then ran it in from a yard out. And Silver Lake comes to St. Mary's and knocks off the Bears 26-20. I think a lot of people thought we were going to overtime after the Bears had tied it and got stuffed on the two-point. And the other thing that I think we got to point out is this is a tough loss for St. Mary's. Not the end of the world. They'll make the playoffs. I'm confident of that. But it is a district game. And so now Silver Lake is a leg up in this district with a big road win against the state-ranked foe. Your final score, Silver Lake 26 and St. Mary's 20. Our post-game show to come back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greg Gershner back with you for our post-game show. What a game here tonight at St. Mary's. And Silver Lake comes away with the win tonight, 26-20. And there's so many things that you can look at in this game, and it could have gone either way. And when you have a matchup between two state-ranked teams, district opener, there's buzz around what St. Mary's has done to start this year. And I don't think there's any doubt these two teams are certainly state championship contenders in 2A. Obviously, Nemaw Central, two-time defending champ. We got some other good teams in 2A. Norton's number one. Southeast Sleen seems to be always solid at number two. And there's others that we're probably not mentioning. But this was a great test for both these teams. And both teams had to overcome adversity. And both teams had to deal with negative plays, a stretch of negative plays. And when all said and done, Silver Lake had the ball with a little over 2 minutes to go, and they made the plays in the passing game to win the contest, scoring the game winner with 15 seconds remaining. It was a wild game. We'll go through all the numbers and much more here in our post-game show. As Silver Lake wins to improve to 3-1, 1-0 in district play. St. Mary's falls to 3-1, 0-1 in district play. Silver Lake 26, St. Mary's 20 is the final. St. Mary's got the ball to start the game. They went 5 plays, 71 yards. Brady Hurla to Corleone Holtz, a 43-yard touchdown pass. 6-0 St. Mary's, 2-point conversion failed. 2 plays later, Silver Lake, second play from scrimmage, 68-yard touchdown pass, Schooler to Dane Johnson. 8:25 to go, first quarter. Silver Lake was in front 7-6 on an extra point by Schooler. Then St. Mary's, our second drive, 14 plays, went all the way down to the Silver Lake 12, turned it over on downs. Then Silver Lake got a 57-yard punt from their own end zone by Dyson Schuler. That flipped field position. Grady Bergman picked off a Brady Hurla pass, but then Makai Ketter picked off a Dyson Schuler pass on a deflection. So those canceled out. Then eventually, St. Mary's pinned back at about their 20 or so. They had a short punt. Silver Lake took over at the 27 in St. Mary's territory after a loss of four on a run play. It was a 31-yard touchdown pass from Schuler to Brody Dider, laid out and caught it in the end zone. And that made, well, let me go back. The 47, the own 47, after a short punt, Silver Lake had it. They go four plays, 53 yards, a 38-yard pass to the running back out of the backfield, kind of like a mini wheel route, to Alan Lees, and then Lees scored a couple plays later from 4 yards out. Extra point good, 14-6 Silver Lake with 7:46 to go second quarter. Then after a three and out and a short punt, Silver Lake took over their own 27, lost four on the first down play, but then a 31-yard pass by Schuler to Dider, who dove and made the catch in the end zone. Really good coverage by St. Mary's, just a great play by Dider. And extra point was no good by Schuler, 20-6 Silver Lake. That's where we stood at halftime. In the second half, St. Mary's got the running game going. They relied on Corleone Holtz. They marched it down the field, but they had a fourth down and four at the Silver Lake 12, but only able to pick up two, failed on a fourth down. It was the second fourth and short that they had in this game that they could not convert, one in the first half and then one there in the first drive of the third quarter. And so the Eagle defense was able to tighten, stiffen, and get the stop. But St. Mary's defense held Silver Lake in check the rest of the way until that final drive. As St. Mary's got the ball at their own 44, go five plays, 56 yards on the first play of the fourth quarter. They were able to score a 10-yard run by Brady Hurla. He added the two-point conversion. Key play on the drive, a 42-yard pass from Hurla to Howie Rizak, got it down to the Silver Lake 12. 11:56 to go fourth quarter. Silver Lake's lead was trimmed to 6, 20-14. After three and out by Silver Lake, the weirdest drive you may see all season long. St. Mary's started their own 11, had a drop pass, but Silver Lake got a late hit for a penalty, plus unsportsmanlike. So 30 yards in penalties, moved it all the way to the 41. Then later on, Silver Lake had a pass interference penalty. So St. Mary's was in business. Then St. Mary's got back-to-back holding penalties, then a false start procedure penalty, then another false start. So St. Mary's ended up having a 4th and 38 at the Silver Lake 40 and punted. On that drive alone, 45 yards of penalties on the Silver Lake defense, 30 yards of penalties on the St. Mary's offense. Just a weird and wild and wacky drive that ended in a punt. Silver Lake went three and out. St. Mary's got the ball back at midfield. They go five plays, 50 yards, and Corleone Holtz absolutely showing off his speed as he just put his foot in the ground, put the metal to the pedal, and exploded an end zone from 26 yards out. That tied it at 20 with 2:18 to play. It looked like Brady Hurley was going to get in the end zone for the two-point conversion, but Samson Weber with a heck of a tackle, really from behind, showing his strength, able to stop Hurley, and we were tied with 2:18 to play. After a short pooch kick that was returned by Dider to the 36, Silver Lake would start there with 2:15 to play and had their timeouts to work with, and both teams are kind of in a little bit of a pickle because you didn't want to go three and out real quick, give the ball back to St. Mary's. You're St. Mary's, you didn't want to call timeouts and give Silver Lake extra time to go down the field and score and take the lead. And so it was a second down and nine, little swing pass again to Alan Lees. He picked up 11. That was a key play to keep things going. Then Silver Lake could kind of really go for it with under a minute to play, and they had their timeouts to work with. And then the biggest play of the night, without question, was Schuler airing it out, letting Dane Johnson make a play. Dane dives and hauls it in at the one, a 40-yard connection with 19 seconds to play. After a timeout, Silver Lake next play, 1 yard run by Jaden Water. 2-point conversion failed. St. Mary's got the ball back with 14 seconds to play. Brady Hurley's pass deep down the middle was picked off by Brody Dider. And the Silver Lake Eagles, for the 22nd time in a row, and continue their win streak dating back to 2004, knock off the Bears. And who knows, maybe these two teams could meet again in the playoffs. That'd be a heck of a rematch. But Silver Lake wins tonight 26-20. So the Bears will either have to wait to the playoffs to get another shot at Silver Lake or until next year. But as I said, St. Mary's, they have a lot to look forward to this season, and I still think they're going to be a tough out. And Silver Lake, they have been able to find a way to win a couple of games statistically that they lose in the stats, like the Rossville game and now this one, but they've been able to make plays in crunch time, in clutch, I mean big-time clutch plays, and no one bigger than Dane Johnson with a 40-yard diving grab here tonight. We'll take one final two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll give you the team and individual statistics and wrap it up for St. Mary's as Silver Lake continues their curse, dominance, jinx, whatever you want to call it for St. Mary's, knocking off the Bears tonight in St. Mary's 26-20. Back in 2 minutes on the Pulse.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit Denali Home design.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, quite the game tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Glad you could tune in. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast here tonight as Silver Lake comes away with the victory on over St. Mary's 26-20, scoring the game winner with 15 seconds to play on a one-yard run by Jaden Water right after Dane Johnson hauled in a 40-yard pass to go from the 41 down to the 1. And St. Mary's now 3-1. 0-1 in district play. Silver Lake proves a 3-1. 1-0 in district play. Let's go through the numbers before we head out of here. Let's start with Silver Lake here tonight. Offensively running the football, not a lot of success. 23 yards rushing tonight. Alan Lee 7 for 14. Bryson Burgos 4 for 1. Dyson Schooler 7 for 6. Brody Dider 1 for negative 1. Ben Renfro 1 for 3. Just 23 yards rushing. Remember, week one, Silver Lake had 24 yards rushing and still won in overtime over Rossville. They had 23 tonight and won on the road against St. Mary's. Dyson Schooler tonight, 11 of 20. He had two touchdown passes of 31 to Brody Dider and also the 68-yarder to Dane Johnson. So Schooler tonight with two touchdown passes. He threw for 239 yards, 11 of 20. One interception, that was picked off by Makai Ketter on a deflection for St. Mary's in the first half. Trent Rollenhagen, one catch for 8. Brady Dider, 3 for 46. Dane Johnson, 3 for 121. Kind of bookends to the night. The 68-yarder to start the scoring, and then the 40-yarder to set up the winning score. Alan Lees, 4 catches of 64 at a 38-yard pass that set up a score and had a big 11-yard catch there on that game-winning drive. For St. Mary's, Carleon Holt, 16 carries, 97 yards, a touchdown of 26 that tied the game. Grady Hurla Quarterback, 13 carries, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Cyprian Jackson, 1 for no yards. Brendan Griffin, 4 for 16. Throwing the football, Brady Hurla, 13 of 30 for 211 yards. 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown pass. The last interception, you know, desperation's got to throw it there with 15 seconds to go. Brendan Griffin, 3 catches, 21 yards. Colin Holtz, 1 for 43. That was a touchdown to start the scoring tonight. Cyprian Jackson, 2 for 15. Zach Summers, 2 for 36. And Howie Rizak had a big night, 5 catches for 96 yards. The total numbers tonight favor St. Mary's statistically. Rushing yardage, St. Mary's 173 to Silver Lake's 23. Passing yardage, Silver Lake 239, St. Mary's 211. Total yardage, St. Mary's plus 120, 384 to 262. No fumbles lost in the game. There were 3 turnovers, St. Mary's, all interceptions. Bergman, Dieter, and Dane Johnson with the picks for the Silver Lake defense. 1 interception thrown by Silver Lake, picked off by Mekhi Ketter, as I mentioned. 4 sacks by the Bears defense, 1 sack for Silver Lake. Penalties tonight, 9 for 110 for Silver Lake, 6 for 70 in that second half, and 45 yards in one drive. St. Mary's tonight, 12 penalties for 86 yards, and that adds up to 21 penalties for 196 yards between the two teams here this evening. But in the end, it still was pretty doggone exciting. And Silver Lake, after St. Mary's tied the game with 2:18 to go at 20 apiece, Silver Lake able to march it down the field, 8 plays, 64 yards, and it was the 11-yard pass to Lees on a 2nd and 9. That made it a 1st and 10, and a 40-yard pass to Dane Johnson. Lays out, catches it on a dive at the 1. Next play, Water runs it in with 15 seconds to go. That gave Silver Lake a 26-20 lead, and they win it thanks to that last drive, scoring the game winner with 15 seconds remaining. We'll give you a couple other finals and get out of here in case you're curious. Holton beats Perry LeCompte tonight, 33-14. Troy over Horton, 44-16. Sabetha beats Royal Valley, 7-6. Hiawatha shuts out Jeff West, 21-0. Last we heard, Frankfort Hanover tied 22-all with 6 minutes to go. And what else we got? Riverside leading with 4 minutes to go for Marhill County, 21-14. Big thank you to MJ, our studio engineer back in Hiawatha. Great job as always. And I have to say, these games we picked on the Pulse have spoiled MJ and myself. We've had a couple of great, great games here on 96.9. A huge thank you to our sponsors, Roofs by Brian, Integrity Insurance, Denali Home Design, Silver Lake Bank, Community Healthcare System, Bob Schwartz Financial, Michelle Martin and American Family Insurance here in St. Mary's, Stock Grower State Bank, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Doltmeyer Homes, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, St. Mary's Teamworks here in St. Mary's, and L&L Automotive in St. Mary's. Big thank you to all those sponsors making the broadcast possible here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Once again, your final score for the final time tonight from St. Mary's. The Eagles get it done again against the Bears, scoring with 15 seconds remaining to break a 20-20 tie and win it. The final, Silver Lake 26, St. Mary's 20. Tune in again next Friday for our 96.9 The Pulse Game of the Week. You can also listen online, KOZAFM.com. Also listen via the free MSC Radio app. You can listen to music throughout the day, or you can listen to games on Friday night. Next Friday night, it'll be our first chance to see the Vikings of Topeka Seaman. The Seaman Vikings will be hosting Lansing. We'll have it for you next Friday, pregame at 6:45, kickoff at 7 from Seaman High School. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Thank the sponsors if you get the opportunity, as Silver Lake wins tonight on the road at St. Mary's 26-20. Have